Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Dropping like flies. Mark Hollis, singer of Talk Talk, has apparently died. Only 64. 64. That means I've got, if I was Mark, I don't know, 20 years left. Cheeky cow. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Talk Radio. I am not Ian Lee. I'm Jamie East. Hope you're doing well. Ian has, he's had a bit of a car accident. He's fine. He is absolutely fine. But it's shaking him up a bit. Kath went to pick him up. He's fine. It's unlikely that he'll be back this week. He's just put on his Facebook. We wish him all the best. Hope you're doing okay, fella. I'm sure Kath will be back very, very quickly. Anyway, how are you doing, everybody? What is everybody up to? Did you watch Partridge? I have to say, we've got nothing prepped for the show whatsoever because we've just been watching Alan Partridge. Are we allowed to admit that? They're not listening. Oh, the bosses don't listen at this time of night.
Well, we could be faking. That's what we could be saying.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right. Yes.
There you see.
I could be staring at a bursting at the seams Word document. I'm not.
Pages of it.
I'm not.
With pictures.
I could be. They don't know that. I mean, Tim, who has the unfortunate job of listening to all of the output of this radio station. Well, I mean, I love Tim.
Tim's so lovely.
He'll just edit this bit out. He won't pass it on to the bosses at all. No, he's on our side. He's one of us. He's not one of them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you've got him on side, haven't you?
I hope so. But you never know. I tell you, if there's one thing I've learned about the media in general, is that you never know, Cass. Never know. We could do some calls, though, couldn't we? Because it's going to be a long 2 hours, 55 minutes.
I was going to say it's three, isn't it? But no, yeah, 5 minutes down.
It's going to be 5 minutes down, 2 hours, 55 to go.
It's almost 6 minutes now.
Who's on the other? Who's out there? Who have we been getting? Is there, Sam, get the mic on. Don't think you're getting away with this.
Yeah.
You do the show regularly, right?
Yeah.
How many calls do we normally get in it by 6 minutes past the hour?
By 6 minutes, normally there's the one, but...
Is this something? I think there's...
And I think you know who that one normally is.
Is it Caddick?
It might be, yes. I don't know where he is at the minute. What's on the telly? Normally it's like he's distracted by something if he's not on straight away.
I think Caddick's gone off me a bit. You know, when we first met and we were flirting...
Is that because you're mean?
I wasn't mean to. I'm the only one that bloody talks to him. I'm the only one that's... I'm the opposite of me. Maybe that's his kink. Maybe he's a sub and just likes people telling him off.
Well, maybe you should try that next time he rings
I'll
up.
Try it.
Are you confident enough to do that, though?
They should... I don't know. I like Caddick. I don't want to be
He's
mean
sweet,
to
isn't he? He's a sweet lad.
You know what they should do? They should phone up doing impressions of the other callers. They should phone up doing impressions of each other. Caddick should phone up pretending to be Ken. Ken should phone up pretending to... Who's the Well Dodge one that went to prison?
Jonathan,
yeah. Ken could phone up pretending to be him. Jonathan could get a phone card, pretend to be Caddick.
Someone should pretend to be you, but I don't think there's anybody that boring.
What? Why are you being like that?
It's late and I'm a bit cranky and I missed the last 3 minutes of Partridge and I'm a bit annoyed. And I miss Walking Dead.
You've missed Walking Dead for this?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Exactly, but there's no Jeffrey Dean
Morgan.
Been
going on far too long.
For far too many. Same characters.
And there's no baseball bat with barbed wire to end it all.
Oh, Lucille.
Oh, dear.
In joke.
We got a caller. Oh, thank God for that. I thought the system was down.
Can you use that screen? Do you know how to?
Yes, I do know how to. I can control the phone thing from here, can't I? I'm in charge, right?
It's best time you've ever been in charge.
Is that what Ian does? Is Ian...
Well, if you want to do what Ian does, yeah, I can just leave him on there. When you want to talk to me, click and drag him down.
Do that.
Right, I'll take Angela off. No,
don't take Angela off.
Well, no, because then you need to practice.
I know. I was the first person to use phone box in this company. John's on the line. He's banned from Ian Lee, though. Can't answer that.
I don't know if you need to read everything out that's on the screen in front of you, Jeremy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, my God.
Angela.
Hiya, Jamie. Cousin, how are you?
How are you doing? No, it's not. It's Cass.
Very similar.
Very similar, except Cass is horrible. Cass is horrible, and Catherine's lovely.
This is true.
You look both on the same, don't you?
They do. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Hope Ian's all right.
It's all right. It's been. I think it's physically is fine. I just think he's a bit shaken up.
As you would be.
Yeah, as you would be.
Car crashes are horrible. Car crashes are horrible.
All those hours there you do, isn't it? All those long hours and the jobs you do, and it gets tired and...
Well, I'm usually in an accident because of other drivers.
Yeah, it's never my fault. Oh, hold on. Oh, God, I've put them... Hold on. Hey, Angela. Caddick's here.
Hi, Ellen.
Oh, what have I done? I thought I knew how to...
What's he doing?
Do you remember...
Sam, I'm either in charge of this thing or I'm not.
Oh, look. You're going to make him cry?
I'm not going to make him cry. I just want to know where I stand.
No, so I call them back, put them on the line, and then you can talk to them.
Oh, that's
right. Patience.
Right, so it's grey now. I accidentally put the fella that was banned on air, but he didn't say anything. I cut him off very quickly. Oh. Angela, is that you, Angela?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry. Yeah, of course I do. What have you been up to? Anyway. What have you been up to since we last spoke?
Well, I've been a bit busy. I've been just been tidying my bedroom up, and sorting stuff out, getting rid of rubbish and that.
Have you been watching Marie Kondo on Netflix? Marie Kondo, little Japanese lady who basically tells everybody to throw 90% of their world's possessions away and fold their socks so that you can stand them up.
It's amazing.
It is life-changing.
I heard about it, yeah.
Are you a big tidier-upper?
Not really, but it just needed a bit of a change around because I've got to get a bookcase for all my books.
Where are your books at the moment if they're not on a bookcase?
They're on, like, a shelf thing.
Mm. What's going to happen to the shelf thing when you get your bookcase?
It'll be okay. It's like what do you call them? The boiler downstairs and all the pipes go all the way around, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Oh, like a radiator cover?
No idea.
It's, what it is, in my bedroom, it's like, they did a new boiler a couple of 10 years ago, but I reckon we probably need another boiler from another 10 years is up.
Great.
Great.
What's that going to do with the bookcase? I'm very confused now.
Well, the bookcase, I've been waiting for ages for one, but so I kept all my little books on.
Okay. What theme is your decor? Imagine like the Crystal Maze. You've got the Aztec Zone, you've got the Future Zone, you've got the others. What theme is your decor? Medieval
zone. I've got an owl bedroom.
An Arab bedroom?
Owl.
An owl bedroom? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
what makes it an owl bedroom?
It's got all like... with and that on it and the paper. It's brilliant. My friends and my partner did it for me.
Okay.
They did a lot of work on it, and then I bought a new carpet for my bedroom. And
has that got owls on it or just droppings?
No, just normal carpet, but it's nice and furry. But I tell you what, I topped it up. Cost a lot of money. My one bedroom.
Is the bookcase the finishing?
No, so you totted it up?
What? I topped up for the mini, how much we paid for just for one little bedroom.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Was it expensive?
It was a little bit, but it's worth it, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Your bedroom is the one room that you need to indulge yourself, don't you? Because you spend hours there every day. I mean, mostly with your eyes closed, but granted, you know, it needs to look nice.
I always spend hours in my bedroom when I was at home and at my parents' home.
Well, exactly. Teenagers live in their bedroom, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I still live in my bedroom. It's private, and you can put your thoughts in your bedroom.
I don't know what avenue we're going down, but I'll hold your hand while we go down there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, a teenager's bedroom is sacrament to them, isn't it?
Yeah, and I bought some kind of expensive curtain, but I just wanted to make it look nice.
Ah, good. What colours have you got going on? Are they muted tones?
Sort of. I like a black. Like,
you strike me as a bit more colour. Bit more changing room circa 93. A bit more Carol Smiley.
And I bought myself a double bed, and I just.
What did you have before? What, you had a single bed before?
I had a single one, but I bought that from my old flat, and because I've been with my partner 20 years now.
You've been with your partner 20 years.
Yeah.
In a single bed.
No, he's got a double bed, and I wanted a double bed, so I said, "Can I have a double bed?" And he said, "Yeah."
So you sleep in separate rooms to your partner?
I have to because of my back and my leg, and I don't like keeping him awake.
Okay.
And if I have a bad night, I don't want to keep him up.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Yes, but we do cuddles and that.
I should hope so. After 20 years,
it seems a long time, don't it?
20 years is a long time. I've been married 20 years.
Yeah. That seems a long time, isn't it?
It is.
Have you got children?
Have I? Yeah, I've got four. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, two of them are men now.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've got grandchildren then.
Pardon?
No, I couldn't have any.
Oh, okay.
I've got plenty of nieces and nephews, and you can send them back.
What?
You can send them back.
Send what back?
Nieces and nephews,
yes you can. Yeah. You blooming can, can't you?
Yeah.
You get the best of both worlds. Then you get a good night's kip and you get to fill them full of sugar.
Oh. So you got grandchildren or anything?
I'm not that old. Don't you start. Bloody hell. 45. Shut up. I'm 45 in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's all right.
Your birthday isn't mine.
Yeah, everyone can have a grandchild at 45.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'm 55.
Are you a fun auntie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a strict one as well. Very strict. If they're naughty, they'll get told off.
Oh, that's just raising them right, isn't it?
I tell you, I'm going to be a bit strict with Angela. Angela, hold, bear with me one tick, because I've got to speak to this one here. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Caddick.
Hi, Jamie.
How are you, darling?
Well, where's Ian?
He's been in a little car accident. He's fine, though. He's not hurt. He's not hurt. He's just a bit shaken up, so he's taking the night off.
Where's Kath?
Kath had to go and pick him up.
Oh, my God.
No, don't. But he's all right. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Take a breath. It's all good. Everything's fine.
So, just a bit shocked, that's all.
Yeah, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. It's all fine. Everything's fine. How are you?
I'm not bad.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been on the allotment with my dad.
Have you?
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Alan. You all right?
Not bad, you?
Not too bad. Yeah, I hope you're well.
Yeah, keeping well. Have you seen you on Facebook Messenger recently?
I know, I've been really quite busy. I go out five times a day, and I'm at my clubs and stuff like that.
All right.
Should I
get
the kettle on?
Yeah, beating boys out.
I meant to make tea, didn't I?
Hey, poor Jamie, he's just taking over his shirt.
It's okay, you carry on, I can just put partridge on, I don't mind.
Anyway.
What's the weather's been nice though, Caddy, can it? What you been? Have you been prepping your stuff in the allotment for future, or have you been harvesting the gains of your winter growth?
We're preparing.
Overtired.
Prepping. What? Prepping the soil.
Yeah.
What, testing
medication.
The
medication.
And making new.
Angela,
beds.
I'll do the
Sorry.
Interview. Thanks.
Sorry, I was talking to
him.
Sorry.
I'm confused. The listeners must. The listener must be.
It's tenfold.
Must be perplexed.
It's Sam's fault.
What?
It's
Sam's just... You just woke Sam up.
What did I do wrong?
We can't have four people. Five? This is ridiculous. It's like a tea party.
And I thought you were my mate.
Shut up, Sam!
Oh,
I'm working here. I'm working. This is hard enough. I was having my hair cut 4 hours ago and I got a call. I haven't even got my own headphones on. I'm all out of
sorts.
You could
have waited and got the rest
Shut
of
up.
It done.
I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to maintain a level of control over the situation.
Order!
Are we done?
So, right. I was being like the speaker calling order.
Don't you start doing order again. You'll be back in your court. I had your back last time, Caddick.
Oh,
what's the sweep?
Where's Sussy when you need him?
What was that noise? Is that Angela laughing?
I think it was.
Yeah. I think we've broken Angela.
I'm going to leave you to it.
Are you like Wheezy out of Toy Story 3?
Mm-hmm.
So, Caddick, take me through what you've been prepping.
Well, we've been making new... We've been doing a bit of construction.
Oh, Angela's gone.
Oh.
Angela.
I didn't upset her, did I? Angela, don't
you see, you're the mean one. You say I'm mean.
I was told to be mean. I was mean to the wrong one.
Yeah,
sorry, Caddy. Carry
mean
on.
To Caddy.
Carry on.
Hey, where did you get? I mean, don't make me start commentating on Bullseye again.
No, I won't. I won't. There's not much on tonight. I don't think, is there?
No Naked Attraction.
Is it? What is that on?
No,
it's not. Is it? There's nothing on. I don't think. I've not had a look actually. In fact, yeah. The thing is, Caddy. You lead me down this path every single bloody time I do this show. And you know what happens? I set you a task and you fall asleep.
Well,
and you never call back.
Well, I mean, I'm either asleep at midnight.
Yeah, but you're either in it, you're either in or you're out. You know what I mean?
Like Brexit.
I thought we were buddies.
Like Brexit.
Mate, don't talk about Brexit. This is the safe zone from Brexit in this building.
Well, Ian's not here.
Yeah, but I'm the other one that doesn't talk about Brexit.
I thought you did it on the afternoon show.
What?
I thought you did it on your afternoon show.
Yeah, you have to do
yeah,
it during
what
the day.
Yeah, look what happened to that. Look what happened to that. What a disaster.
I've never got Eamon Holmes in charge.
No, they haven't. Eamon was after me.
Yeah, but he carried on the Brexit talk, didn't he?
He does, you're right. But he does it in such a warm style.
Oh, so. Jaws is on.
Jaws is on?
Yeah, Jaws is on.
Hey, Caddick.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
He's already on it.
He knows it.
What was the song, Caddick? I tell you, all right, you go and learn the song that they sing to each other on the boat. No, that's the theme from Jaws. That's not... that.
Could you imagine if they're all just singing that at each other? Do, 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 do.
I mean, they may as well have cancelled the Arias. No, Caddick. What time did it start? Get it on the telly. We'll find out which bit it's. Ken, I know you're there. I'm coming to you in a tick, Ken.
Ken.
Ken is on the line. We'll come to Ken in a second. We're just trying to find out what channel Jaws is on.
Oh, True Lies is on as well.
True Lies is on. There's lots. Body cam. Oh, Cass is going mad. No. What channel was it on?
I think it might have been
ITV4. That only that just plays football, doesn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. No, whenever there's no movies, it's usually Snooker or Darts.
It's what, Darts on ITV4?
Oh, oh.
There we go. Where are we in Jaws?
Right at the beginning, 10 minutes in.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, we're not. This is where Michael's been.
Is it?
Been bitten, and he's about to go to the mayor, and the mayor's going to look really guilty because he knows that Chief Brody asked him to shut down.
I've just had a message from Angela.
Is she all right? I didn't upset her.
It's tablet time.
It's what?
Oh, right, okay.
It's tablet time. Oh, okay, fine. Are you sliding into Angela's DMs?
No, we're on.
Caddick, hello.
We're putting on Facebook.
Oh, okay. What are you doing?
I'm trying to put it on the plus one. Is there a plus one?
No, we don't need a plus one because it's coming up to the.
All right.
We want the
scene.
This
is going to be a real night. I just thought we'd watch.
No. Caddick can go on to ITV4. You got ITV4.
Hang on. Let me get into the kitchen.
All right, I'll tell you what, go to the kitchen, find Jaws and come back and I'll speak to Ken whilst you're doing that, yeah?
When do you want a break?
Oh, is it time for a break?
Well, we're a bit past a break.
Well, you're the producer.
Well, you made me sit in here.
What?
Why is Sam doing it?
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I've had a... Monty Durnham slipped into my DMs. Hi, Monty. Says, hey, hope you have a great show tonight. I'll be listening. Thank you very much. That's three people. Can I get a shout out from Taunton, Somerset? I'm in London. Oh, for Taunton. Oh, you're in Taunton, Somerset. Also, look at this. Handy topics for the radio show.
Oh, excellent.
He's doing a bit of production. Imagine that.
We should maybe send him some money. We haven't got any.
No co-hosts. Also, conversation starter, prefer light nights and warm weather, in brackets summer, or dark nights and cold weather, winter. It feels a lot more like summer recently, which I prefer. No one's going to pick winter.
Actually.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's because you're a...
No, don't be racist.
What?
You were going to say it's because you're northern.
No, I was going to say because you're an emo.
That's even worse. No, but I do prefer it being cold to being warm because you're less sweaty.
Caddick, are you watching Jaws?
Yeah, I am. We're just loading up the boat.
They are, aren't they? What you need to watch out for is for when they get hammered and start singing that song. We'll try and get the lyrics up. How did we do the lyrics last time when we did the script? How did we work that out, Caddick?
You did a net search for it.
Yeah, I know. No.
Farewell and adieu, you ladies and gentlemen, all received orders to sail back to Boston. And never so more will we see you again.
I've got no idea what's happening anymore.
No, that was a song we just sung.
No.
And now we've gone to an ad break.
Oh, it's gone to an ad break. Okay, fine. Listen, keep watching, Caddick. I'll come back to you in a tick, because Ken has been on the line for 14 minutes, and that's just rude of me. Ken, hello, sir.
Good evening, Jamie and Kath, the producer for Comrade George Galloway. God bless you both.
How you doing?
Good evening.
I'm doing very well. Good evening, both of you. I'm doing very well, thank God. But if it's okay, I would like to talk about an extremely serious issue, if that's okay.
Go on.
Right. The latest...
Is it going to be about God?
It's about the Pope.
About the Pope?
Yes.
Okay.
The Pope, carry on. The Pope has made some new announcements to try and stop the paedophilia in the Roman Catholic Church, and I appreciate he's at least addressing this.
However, is it that they've all got to drive clown cars?
Boring.
I think it's going to be very worthless because he's not actually dealing with the problem, honestly. Now, this is a serious subject because thousands of young people have been sexually abused by Roman Catholic priests, and that has been covered up by bishops and cardinals in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, this is a very serious matter.
Yeah.
Thousands of lives have been dramatically destroyed. Okay. This is important. Nobody's talking about this.
Well, it's they are, to be fair.
And they have been trying to for 50, 60, 70
Sinead
years.
Sinead O'Connor has been trying to talk about it for 30 years.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the latest address from the Pope. Nobody has addressed it, Jamie. Nobody's talking about what the Pope has said.
Where did you hear about it?
I've heard. I heard it in the television and the
Well, they're talking
twice.
About it. Well, they've talked
yes,
about
but,
it.
But in the radio, no one has mentioned it.
Okay.
And this affects thousands of young people whose lives have been destroyed by sexual abuse by people who claim to believe in Jesus. Now, this is a shame on the gospel and a shame on Christianity.
Yeah, but where were you before the Pope admitted, before the Catholic Church came out and said, yeah, it all happened? Because at the time, when people like Sinead O'Connor and the victims of this abuse came forward, they were shouted down by devout followers of the Catholic Church. Where were you then?
Yes. Well, it's a disgrace. It's a total disgrace.
Yeah, but Ken, where were you then? Were you sticking up for them then?
I was speaking many years ago against this on the radio when I got the opportunity. But it's even hard to get that opportunity. However, listen to this, Jamie and Kath. This is young people's lives, thousands who've been there.
You are preaching to the converted here.
Yeah, but what the Pope needs to do is disclose these priests and give them over to the police and let them be sent to court and tried. And if they're found guilty, they should be jailed, especially for the leadership who've been covering up this abuse.
But you know,
this is perhaps the worst of all.
You know, you should be telling is the Vatican.
Well, it's impossible to get in contact with the Vatican.
Well, but you say that. They're only an hour ahead.
But this is something that's not to be just put under the counter here. This is
why you should contact the Vatican.
Well, maybe I might do that. I might send a letter to the Pope and then speak to the Pope.
Because we all know that it was wrong for anything to have been covered up. So if they're only just admitting to it and you don't think they're going far enough, you should tell them.
But here's a thought for you both and for maybe your listeners. These things could not happen without the knowledge of the Pope himself. So perhaps even the Pope and the popes before him, they are also guilty of the cover-up. Because this did not happen unbeknown to the Pope.
Well, you should ask them because, you know, there's no proof of that, as far as I'm aware. And if there is?
Well, look at Rotherham, how that was covered up. Now, this is much, much, much worse than Rotherham. This is happening right now today. There are thousands of Roman Catholic priests being protected from the law by the Roman Catholic Church. And this has not been honestly addressed by the politicians. This is the biggest disgrace, perhaps, regarding sexual abuse in the history of mankind. And it's went on for years and years, and still the Pope is not addressing it honestly.
Well, then you should tell
me. In my opinion.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Much appreciated.
God bless you all now.
Yeah,
God
bless
you all.
Aye, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Navid, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay.
Good.
Hi, I just wanted to say is that you had a caller on by the name of Angelica, I think it was.
Angela?
Yeah. I like her voice. Is it possible you could introduce me to her?
Sure. I mean, she's currently slipping into Caddick's DMs, but she might be...
And to be fair, that would be down to Angela, not...
Yeah, I mean, Angela would be listening.
Listening.
If she wants to speak to you, she could phone up and we could do, like, a conference call if she wants to speak to you. Well, okay, tell us a bit about yourself. Are you a new caller?
No, I've called before, previous to your presenters, but I'm totally blind.
Oh, okay.
So, Angela's married, though.
Hang the sec, fella. She was just saying that she...
Oh, cheeky.
You cheeky rascal.
I just wanted to say that I like her accent because since I've been blind, I only hear people's accent compared to what they look like now because I'm one of those unfortunate persons that is totally blind. And
okay. Have you always been blind or did it happen later in life?
I lost my vision 3 years ago.
And how old are you?
I'm 37.
Wow, okay, blimey, that's tough.
So, yeah.
Did it happen immediately, or was it a gradual thing?
I would say that I lost both of my eyes on my birthday 3 years ago.
You don't have eyes?
No, I lost the retinas at the back of my eyes on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yeah, so both of my retinas came off at the back of my eyes.
How? How does that happen?
Due to my disease of being a diabetic for 26 years.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
So it happened immediately, or did you lose your sight gradually?
Probably within 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
2 weeks, yeah.
And how did the doctors know what was happening, or was it...
I would say basically on the 13th of June 2016, that's when I had my first operation to correct my eyes, and it was unsuccessful. And then after a week, they called me in to see if it's any better. It wasn't. So on the 26th of June, they did another operation.
Yeah.
And then on 27th of June, when they brought me downstairs to see the consultant, that's when he told my mom and my brother that, unfortunately, he's gone blind.
And if you don't mind me asking, Navid, how much time did you have to prepare for this then? I mean, I know you only found out kind of like a couple of weeks, but was there a period of time where you knew that very, very soon you were going to be completely blind?
No, I thought the only reason I agreed to the operation was that I thought they'd reconnect my eyes.
Oh, I see. So you went.
Eyes.
So you were having an operation.
Yes.
That was meant that was you hoped was going to correct your eyesight.
Yes.
But you woke
yes.
up, you came out of the operation, and you were totally blind.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, my friend, that must have been really tough.
And the thing with my eyes is that even though they've reconnected the retinas, the thing is that unfortunately that my eyes bleed from inside. So when they bleed from inside, the scar inside my eyes, so even though they've removed the scarring and the bleeding that time, unfortunately it keeps on happening. So that's why I've got no vision at all.
Oh, mate, does it hurt?
It used to hurt. I used to see... When you start losing your eyes, or when you have detached retinas, you see a circle that looks like a sun, and it goes white first, and then suddenly it starts going blue. So you see like a blue circle in your eyes, and that is because you've got holes in your retina.
Now, it might sound like a stupid question, but I don't want to sound like Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor and See No Evil, Hear No Evil here. But are you totally blind? Do you see like colours or hues or kind of shades of light?
No, unfortunately, I'm one of those people that have lost all my vision. So whether it's day or night, or if I put my hand in front of me, I can't see nothing. I see no shadows, no lights, no nothing. Most blind people that are visually impaired have light perception.
Yeah.
So they might have a level of light. But unfortunately for me, I'm in one of those rare people that have lost the total vision and total light perception.
So you must have had to kind of completely kind of relearn how to live.
I am trying, but it's really hard.
What's the hardest? What's the hardest? Is it kind of making your way around on your own? Is it
hardest? I think is being independent. Like I've got I used to cook and do my own stuff, but now like I've got to ask my mom to make my food and give it to me, or ask my brother to take me out, because I have to have one hand on his shoulder and one hand have a cane. So I've lost the use of independence. So,
and do you think you'll regain some of that at some point? I don't know how, you know, I'm ignorant to how it works.
Unfortunately,
would you be able to? I mean, in terms of. Are you allowed a guide dog? Are you allowed any of those kind of things to try and assist you and give you a bit of independence back?
I could get a guide dog, but I say to them lots that if I can't see my own hands and feet, how am I meant to look after the dog?
I think that but the dog looks after you. I think that's the idea, isn't
no,
it?
I mean like cleaning after him and, you know, looking after him. But when I can't see myself, how am I meant to do that, you see?
No, I guess so. I guess so.
So it's really hard being blind, but in the Asian community it's a stigma. If you're disabled in any sense of the word, it's a stigma in the Asian community. So all my friends left me. I've got, you know, no one talks to me, so I've got no one. So I'm mostly
even though you were sighted, you know, as soon as you lost your sight, your friends left you as well.
Yeah everyone just moved away. Yeah,
what a load of dicks.
Totally.
So the only person I've got to support me is my mom. She's 60, and my brother's 28, turning 29, and my sister's 1 year younger than me, and she's having her third kid in the next month or so.
What? Can you remember what things look like? What do you picture in your mind?
Yeah, I remember my niece, when my first niece was born, she was tiny. I remember her until she was 9 months old. When she was 9 months old, that's when I lost my vision. And now this year, in August, she's going to be turning four.
Wow.
And then my other niece was born 2017 on Halloween. So I felt her in my hands, but she's nearly 16 months old. I haven't seen her, what she looks like, the way that she talks or the way that she moves. I don't know what they look like now. So I've got no clue. And then the third kid's going to be on the way, so I won't even see him or her. So yeah, I would say blindness has robbed me of my life, basically. That's what I would say. If anybody asks me, I'd say blindness has robbed me of my life.
If I may say so, though, Navid, you sound like a swell guy, and you sound as though, you know, even though you're going through hell, it sounds as though you're coping with it. Are you coping with it? Okay.
I'm not. I look coping, but deep down, I'm not. I wouldn't want to live like another 5-10 years like this, because it's not a life, you know.
But I guess, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how these things work. But is it a case of you having to adjust to your new life rather than waiting for you to return to your old life?
It probably is, but when you've seen everything in your life, I remember back in the day, this is going in 92, 93, when the internet just came into the UK, is when there used to be internet cafes that used to go on, you used to pay a penny a minute or a pound an hour. I remember them days, you know, until now. So I remember everything, but it's just a shame that I can't use that technology anymore. You know, I used to be a software engineer. I can't do them skills again.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Welcome back. It's Jamie East in for Ian. Ian's off, but I'll be here till one. We're talking to Navid. Navid, how you doing, man?
I'm okay, yeah.
Now, just bear with me one tick, because we were trying to find the song that we'd, I know this is slightly off topic, that we were trying to get Carrick to sing. And I found it, because I think it's coming up on Jaws in a minute. And it's this one. Do you remember this one? Hold on a second. Let me just put it on YouTube and see. That's an advert. Okay. Right, just fill. Here we go. Here it comes. It was this one that I wanted him to do. Hold on. Here we go.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders but to sail for
this
old
from
England.
The film.
But be hoping a short time to see you again.
It's the one where it's here's to swimming with bow-legged women. It's that one. That's the one. Carrick, that's what we want. Carrick, Google it. It's the lyrics to the one. So here's to swimming with bow-legged women. That's what we want to do. Now, Navid, you originally called him before we started learning more of your story, because you wanted to hear the voice of a certain someone.
Yeah.
Angela.
Hi, Jamie, Navid. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm okay.
You brought a little sunshine into Navid's life with your voice, Angela.
Oh, what accent does he think I've got?
Probably a London accent.
Everyone says that. It's a Leicester. From Leicester.
I knew it was Leicester.
I'm from Scotland. I'm Scottish.
Are you?
Yeah, everyone says I've got an Essex accent from London.
Posh Essex.
Yeah, I've got a lot of family that way, so it's probably picked it up.
Can you, Angela? Can you describe yourself? Describe how you look to Navid, so he can build a picture of you in his mind.
Well, I'm not a blonde. I wish I was. Well, I wear glasses. I'm quite small. I'm 4'11".
Okay.
Yeah, I have lost nearly 4'11". Six stone in the north. I've lost a lot of weight. Okay. I am a diabetic too, and I'm quite surprised they haven't checked you every year with your eyesight.
Okay. Yeah.
How come they didn't call you in every year? But what type are you?
I'm on insulin based, but I'm not on injections. I'm on tablets.
Right, yeah, I'm quite surprised at that, really. But anyway, but don't let a disability get you down. I'll tell you something. What happened to me? I had a bad head injury.
Okay.
And a lot of people think I haven't the way I talk. The phone is my.
How did you get the injury, Angela?
I was at work. I was at work experience, and I was going to take the job on because I was going to take it for. I was going to do engineering because I had a course set up, and it ruined my life. I had my left arm. It took me ages getting my left arm straight.
Yeah.
And I suffered epilepsy. I still get the headaches with the flashing lights. I can't watch telly for long.
Is that why you take your tablet for?
No. I do have a special tablet for the nerve system because the doctor said you can still get actual symptoms. It ruined my life, but
it doesn't sound like you've let it ruin your life because you sound you bring happiness.
Yeah, I do. It was what I wanted to be.
What did you want to be?
I wanted to be a structural engineer like my dad.
Okay, and why can you not be a structural engineer? Does it involve?
It involves like
concentration.
Yeah, you said it.
What did he say? I don't know what he said.
Concentration.
Qualifications. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, because of my head injury, I don't know. I couldn't do heights after that, and I couldn't do. It took me years of getting my math back up to standard because I used to watch my dad do the math.
But Naveed, sorry to interrupt, Angela. Naveed, you said you used to be a coder, right? A software engineer.
Yeah, actually, I'm not educated. I dropped out of high school when I was about 13, 14 due to my mum and dad's divorce procedures. So I taught myself everything.
Why did you have to drop out of school because your parents divorced?
Because we used to live in Scotland and my dad used to live in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So I was the oldest out of my brother and sister. So I had to travel from A to B, you see.
No, I don't. What do you mean? You had to, what, every day?
No, every couple of months, basically. I had to go down to...
Really? You couldn't stay with either your father or your mother and be settled in a school?
Because the situation is my mum and dad are first cousins and they got married at... my mum got married at 18.
This is a wild ride, Naveed. I'm not going to lie. The past 20, 35 minutes, you've taken us on one hell of a journey. Now we find out your parents are cousins.
Yeah, so my mum and dad were...
This is like abducted in plain sight. This is crazy.
And my mum loved my dad, but my dad never loved my mum. So she spent most of her life with him, but he wanted to divorce her. So everything kicked in when I was about 14, 15. And my mum didn't have a nationality in the UK. She did have a British passport, but to get a nationality, she needed my dad's passport. And my dad wouldn't give her the passport to get a nationality. So I had to go to Huddersfield. And then I had to get his passport, photocopy it, sent it back. And that's how my mum got nationality to stay in the UK.
Okay, but you couldn't stay in one place and go to a school in one place?
No.
And after all of this, you went blind?
Yeah.
Crikey me. You must be knackered.
You know what? The thing is, my dad, he's got the money to fix my eyes. It's 10 grand per injection for stem cell research in America. But he doesn't want to know me or my brother and sister because he kicked us out in 2005 for another woman. So we haven't seen him for 13, nearly 14
years. Right, okay, so now we're in chapter 10 now. So the past 30 seconds we found out that A, your vision can be restored with stem cell injections from the States.
Yeah, but
it's 10 grand an injection. How often do you have to have the injections?
You have to have 10 sessions.
So that's 100 grand. So with 100 grand, you could see again.
Yeah.
Is that guaranteed?
It's not guaranteed, but it takes the blurriness out of my eyes, so I can see colours or shadows, or I can see my hand.
And your dad's got 100 grand?
He's got more than that, mate, but he doesn't want to know us. He hasn't spoken to me or my brother or my sister or my mum for 14 years.
Wow, he sounds like a prize turkey, my friend.
He left my mum for another woman, Asian woman, with 7 kids, but his original 3 kids he doesn't want to know, but yet he's got enough money to feed another woman 7 kids, but he won't look after his own original 3 kids.
Wow. I don't know what's...
The other thing is that my
But apart from all that, you're all right.
Sort of, but my support, everyone that I used to look up to, like my first grandfather, he died away of cancer nearly 19 years ago, throat cancer, and then my second grandfather died away in 2008 and then my uncle, he died away of kidney failure, and my grandma, she died away.
So
two years ago.
When you want to take yourself to your happy place, what do you think of them? Because it doesn't sound like you've had much fun.
Happy place? I don't know if I've got a happy place. I remember this interview on a BBC documentary on radio. It was about Paralympic girl. I remember the last line of her interview. She goes, "My good days have gone and I'm only left with my bad days." That's the line I like.
But there is joy out there. You can find words and music and voices that fill you with joy, not with gloom like that. There are other documentaries out there.
They make you happy for a while, but when you get back to the reality of your life, it's nothing. See, when you've got no vision and you wake up and you go to the bathroom or whatever, get your mum to make your food, and then you come back and you're in your room or you're downstairs, and you know you want to go out that door, but yet you can't even walk through in a straight line because your balance is all gone. It's really hard to explain to someone. The only way I would explain to you is get a blindfold, put in your eyes with no light coming in, and walk for 24 hours in your house before you...
Can't do it. I tried it as a kid. I lasted about 30 seconds. I couldn't. Navid, we've got to go to a break in the news. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'd love to speak to you again, though. I'd love to speak to you again. I might be on later in the week. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But give us a shout back. Nigel, I know you're on the line. I'm going to come to you as soon as I possibly can, buddy. And Angela, I'll come back to you. If anyone else wants to give us a shout, 0344 499 1000. In fact, let's give Navid some words of joy. Find some words of joy for Navid, and either tweet them at Talk Radio or just call up 0344 499 1000, because there is joy out there. There is joy out there. You just gotta reach out and grab it, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, don't listen to me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
That's what we make it. Talk Talk. Mark, the founder of Talk Talk, apparently has died aged 64. What Welcome to Talk Radio. I'm Jamie East here with you for the next couple of hours. Ian isn't here. He's had a little bump in the car. He's okay. He's not hurt. Don't panic. He is just a little bit shaken up, as you would be. Kath went and picked him up. It's all fine. It's all good. But I think it's going to take a few days off. So I'm here now. Cass is here. Well, she's here in body. She's just... You all right? Feet on the desk.
Well, yeah, it's just a bit more comfortable, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? But I would imagine Kath will be back tomorrow. I would imagine that's what will happen. But you never know. Give us a call if you like. 0344 499 1000. George is on ITV4. I don't want to.
I thought you said George then.
George, no, the mother of all shag shows. That shag reminds me of the U.S. Senate. Is that a bad George impression?
Yes. Okay. It wasn't very good at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. But George is on ITV4. Caddick was supposed to be singing the George song for us. He's missed it. It was on just now. It's the one about swimming with bow-legged women. Oh, no, yeah, that was the Show Me the Way to Go Home.
Yeah, that was the Show
Me the Way to Go. Caddick, if you're still... He'll be fast asleep by now. He's gone, hasn't he?
Well, it's 11:05 now, so that's...
Oh, Jamie! Oh, Jamie! Come on, Caddick, give us a call! Give us a call! Oh, Jamie! Nigel's on the line. Nigel, how you doing, fella?
Oh, hi, Jamie, all right.
How you doing?
Not too bad, I suppose. I had my shorts on this afternoon.
You had what on?
Cycling shorts, you know.
Cycling shorts.
You had
shorts.
Cycling shorts on?
Nobody's worn them since the 80s.
Wow.
Because it was nice weather.
Yeah, but cycling shorts in hot weather is counterproductive, Nigel.
You need loose.
It's better than wearing trousers, though, isn't it?
You're right. I suppose it is better than wearing trousers.
Get the air to your legs.
Huh?
I rung you up about a problem, Jamie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm here. I'm here to solve. Apparently,
I got a message from, you know, Helen DeRogge, the Helen show that does that American TV show, Helena.
Ellen.
She's got a DeRogge. Begins with the name DeRogge.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
DeGeneres. Yeah. Yeah, Helen, anyway. Helena. Well, I got a message that she's saying that I've won some money on Facebook. All I've got to do is download the film and I'll get some money because I've been randomly picked on Facebook.
Right, okay. Right. Let's pause for thought just for a second. Let's rewind a bit. So, how did Ellen DeGeneres tell you that you'd won money?
Well, I have actually put messages on her Facebook with the one with the tick. You know, her page with the tick.
Yeah.
She told her about myself.
Okay.
So she knows she's got my messages on her page, and so she picks out various people to win prizes.
Right.
But the snag is you have to verify yourself. You have to fill up an account, and they want your name, address, and birth details, and also they want your credit card numbers, both sides.
Are you having a giraffe, mate?
No, they want your credit card number, and I wouldn't give that out, you see, but she still said...
Are you Jed up? This is straight up. This isn't Babcock, is it?
I'm not joking. No, you obviously you have to... sign up an account to get your money.
No, you don't. No. Right, for a start, Nigel, don't do that.
But, so I haven't given my credit card details.
Good.
Out.
You shouldn't give them any details.
Don't give them anything, because that... that's
got my
not...
name and my birth details.
No, you don't. Well, don't do that, because... Brace yourself.
Yeah.
That's not Ellen that's talking to you. You're being scammed, fella.
Well, also on the page it says people have won these £50 million cars and stuff, you know.
Mate, unless Matt Johnson's knocking at the door and ringing your bell, the postcode lottery, yeah. I would not believe it. Mate, this is the Nigerian Prince email scam. This is
classic phishing. Yeah.
They want your name, date of birth, and your credit card number so they can buy things on your credit card. They're not gonna. No one puts money onto a credit card.
Mm. But unfortunately, I haven't got any money in the bank at the moment anyway.
Well, so I mean, there you go. No, you've shown them.
I still wouldn't give them my credit card details anyway.
Good. That's very wise of you.
Yes. So should I just ignore it then?
Absolutely.
No, well, I would forward it to, I would report it to Facebook because they're really on top of all of it. Or forward it to the police. They go on to Google, kind of, whereabouts in the world are you, Nigel? And you're in Maidstone.
So
look for the Maidstone Constabulary on their website. There will be, I would imagine, a section on cybercrime. Forward it all to them. They will arrest Ellen.
Well, because she's advertising it.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's, look, anyone can nick a picture. Is the person contacting you the
she's
one?
There's videos of her talking on there.
Ellen is not. Well, look, Ellen's not sending you money, and Ellen's not trying to rip you off.
So I would
imagine it's someone. Is it a possibility that Ellen is someone is impersonating Ellen?
No. It's a real. You can see it's a real person. It's, the videos on the page. Anyway. Not to worry, I don't believe it anyway.
It's not her. I don't want you to unfairly chastise Ellen next time you see her because it's not her.
I don't suppose it is. Yeah, but it's got a tick. There's a tick either side of her picture saying it's a real account.
Right, have you got your laptop in front of you?
Yes.
Right, what's the username of the account?
Hang on, I've got to find it again because I've gone on to the part where you verify the account.
Yeah, ignore all that. Ignore all that.
It says validate your account.
Yeah, don't do that.
You won't be charged. Nope. It says won't be charged.
Don't do that. What's the website that you're on?
I'm just going down. I've just gone on to her page now.
Yeah, what's the at the top where it says facebook.com/? What's after that?
It says the real account with two signs at the side of that.
At the top, in the address bar.
Yeah.
Where it says facebook.com. Yeah?
I can't see that part at the moment. No, it hasn't got facebook.com.
Is it definitely on Facebook?
It says step to win. It's probably gone to a lot of people. It says £20 million to follow different people winning money. Facebook. It says step to win, share like...
Before all of that, the page that you're looking at now...
I can't see what you said on there.
Okay, is it just a regular Facebook page?
Yeah.
And what's the account, what's the page, what's her page called?
It just says Helena, her name.
Well, that's not her name. Who's Helena?
No, it's got E-L-L-E-A-N-A. That's Helena. Helena.
Yeah, but that's not...
That's not her real name, is it?
What surname is it?
It's not her real name, this one. This is a made-up name. It's E-L-L-E-N-A.
Well, the penny... I can hear the pennies dropping, slowly but surely, Nigel. I'm glad we've helped you out there, because...
And then they put a picture up of her saying it's her, haven't they?
Yeah. It's a bit like... Have you seen that scene where Alan Partridge has to pretend he's met Bono?
You sound like Ellen Partridge, to be honest. You do.
That's it, he's gone.
You just put him on hold.
I've put him on hold. Oh,
no,
he's still there.
Now he's back on the line.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Nigel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here,
See,
yeah.
You can't get rid of him. You've been bugged. Someone's hacked you.
Is that Ellen Partridge?
Do you know, it really was just then.
What's it? Hello, Ellen.
I'm trying to help you.
I'll tell you, it's got register now. Click link.
Don't do it.
Stop it.
Just stop touching the internet.
Yeah. Put it down.
So anyway, I'll just tell her that I can't give her my bank.
Don't tell her. It's not her. It's not her.
No. There's films of her talking on there.
I could put a picture on a Facebook page of...
Of me.
Well, I couldn't because I don't know.
Credit card details, yeah, we'll put a picture of you on the Facebook.
Tim, don't forward
what,
that bit either.
All the friends on there are foreigners. There's nobody from America like famous stars. You know, she'd have famous stars on there.
Well, she's not going to be giving $20 million to Oprah, is she?
They're all people that are starving pictures on there, you know. People look like they're starving. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
Just people from Iraq, you know, look, people from Iraq are on there. People from Iraq.
Kind of a bit shaky,
so it's obviously a foreign scam, isn't it?
It's. I would put money on it. Well, actually, no, don't.
No, you should.
Yes, it's a scam. Go to Twitter at Kent Cybercrime. It's the Kent Cybercrime Unit.
I can't be bothered. I'll just ignore it.
Well, no, because someone might. Hey, what? You've got to pay it forward, no. Nige. You've got to pay it forward.
Report it.
You've got to report it because next time, the next person might not be as savvy as you, believe it or not.
No. I enjoy her show. She's very good, isn't she? Helena.
Ellen.
No, it's not Helena. It's Helen. Sorry, yeah, it's Helen.
Ellen. There's no her.
Yeah, Helen. Yeah. Helen, yeah.
No!
What?
Ellen.
Ellen, yeah, E, with an E.
Yes, there's no H. Yes.
No, that's what I mean, Ellen, yeah. That's what I mean. But she does some good... She does some shows in UK, doesn't she, as well?
I don't know.
Does she? She's got a talk show.
They play her American recordings on...
I mean, she's on telly in England, if that's what you mean, yes.
Yeah, they play American recordings, yeah. She's popular on TV.
I think she's got bored with it. I think she's. I think there's rumours that she's going to retire soon.
I think she's opening a financial company.
And she's gay as well, isn't she?
As well as what?
She's gay, isn't she?
She is.
She said on TV she was gay. I think
she did. She's been a strong advocate for LGBT plus rights. Yeah, she's married to Rosa DePortia.
You know Kristen Stewart, the actress.
Are we just going to start going through a list of people you think are gay?
No, they really are gay, because Kristen Stewart is a gay...
Strictly speaking, Kristen Stewart's bisexual, but carry on. But can we not just start listing Hollywood stars? Mm. I did that for a living, and it got me into quite a lot of trouble.
You always find that the talented people are normally that way inclined. You know, like, look at Queen, the group Queen. They made that new film. That I saw some of that. Wasn't bad at all. But he looked nothing like Freddie Mercury, did he? He looked nothing like Freddie Mercury.
You're a wind-up, aren't you? No?
Anyway, thanks. It is a scam, isn't it, Jamie? It is a scam.
Helena doesn't want your money.
I think this is a scam,
She's not going to give me £50 million.
No. I mean, almost certainly after hearing this.
Or dollars, whatever it is.
Yeah, or dollars.
Euros.
Yeah, euros it is, but it's all about the same, isn't it?
No, it was dollars. It was $50 million. No,
it's just noise now.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It is. Listen.
How do they expect people to believe it anyway? Some people...
Well, the videos.
Yeah, but you nearly did, mate.
I nearly did. Anyway.
You know, don't ever give your credit card out on the internet.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. Last night I was going to, but then I changed my mind.
Yeah. So what do you do anyway, Nigel? What keeps you busy?
Apart from the internet.
Well, you knew my mum died, didn't you? Before
no, I've never spoken to you before in my life.
Oh, I thought I spoke... Oh, it must be the other presenter. My mum died on the 5th of August, before Christmas. I had my first Christmas on my own.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
How are you bearing up?
Sorry. I try to keep cheerful, you know, and it's been so difficult with all the bills and everything. Jamie?
I'm here.
Yeah, that's why I ring the radio, to cheer myself up, you know, because I sing on Ian's show as well. I do sing. You know, have you heard me singing?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, I thought you would have heard me sing. I made an album with Ian Lee as well. It's on SoundCloud.
Is it?
Miley doing it styly, it's called. Miley doing it styly. And that's done for...
Huh?
You there?
Hello?
Have we lost him?
Let's try and get him back.
Maybe he's got the dial-up internet going now, and that's why his phone's not working.
This is the problem with only doing this show every now and then.
You forget.
Well, no, I just... Because... It's a close-knit community.
Mm.
So I've got no idea who Nigel is. See, he just sounded like Babcock to me. But
a bit, but not.
Yeah. But that was Jen Up, was it?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
I'm just looking on Twitter. People are saying, yeah, he's. I wasn't being rude, and I just.
No, it was just.
I was a little suspicious. That's all. But Sam is. Has Nigel been on before? Has he?
Yeah, quite a lot. He's a genuine person.
Oh, okay.
It's not a wind up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't. I didn't upset him, did I?
No.
He just dropped out. But it is. It's not Helen, is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I did try looking on Facebook, see if there were any other slightly misspelt names of Ellen, but there weren't.
Yeah, I'm looking at her Facebook page now. 31 million people like her.
Oh, that's
including
nice.
Nige. There you go. Yeah, I mean, chances are, look, you know, she may be great. She ain't going to give anyone $20 million, though, is she? I mean, yeah. Let's be frank, apart from her missus. Who knows? Right, we're going to go. 0344-409-1000. This is one hell of a
show.
If
we can help with any other problems.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll solve out anything. Bring them to me. Come at me, gals. 0344-409-1000. Tweet at Talk Radio. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text to 25p.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I remember now. It's all coming back to me. Nigel, I remember you now, Nigel. You used to sing to me with an organ.
Must have been some time ago.
It was when Ian was in the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing? Are you okay? We lost you for a minute.
6 years ago. Well, the signal cuts out because it's in a bad area.
Oh, okay. Maidstone's not bad. That bad. It's all right.
No, I'm not. I'm in the countryside below the hills.
Okay.
The hills block out the signal and it sort of cuts out pretty easily.
Right. Okay.
So
gotcha.
It's not very good. Where was we? In the jungle.
No,
you do sound a bit like Alan Partridge.
Don't start, fella. I mean, look. Don't start.
No, I was talking about my mum. It's quite difficult to cope, you know, without.
No, I bet it is.
Well, I've been looking after for 25 years. And because my dad died of cancer at 59.
So how long is it since your mum died?
The third of August last year, just before Christmas.
I mean, they do say, you know, I'm not sure that's true. The first anniversary is a bit of a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the worst part when it comes up to when she died. Yeah.
And how are you feeling? How are you feeling on a day to day basis then?
Well, it's difficult to relax. I'm very tired. Because I can't sleep all night. I'm very tired in the morning. But eventually get up and go out and get shopping and then I'm...
Got to do it. Got to drag yourself out.
Busy.
Got to get yourself some fresh air.
Yeah, I don't stay indoors all day. No, I mean, I've been out all the afternoon on my bike into town.
Yeah.
So that's good that I can do that, really, and meet people as well.
Good.
Getting a bit of sun as well.
Pardon?
Getting a bit of sun as well. Vitamin...
Yeah,
D.
Yeah. I had the
shorts,
took the trousers off, and had the shorts on for a change.
Oh, you had your cycling shorts on, didn't you? Sorry, God, that's how we started this conversation. Yeah. That feels like years ago.
It's really the loneliness, you know, because she's been with me so long.
Yeah,
that's the point. And I've got loads of photographs to look at that we took because she used to go on gigs with me, and when I did talent shows at Butlins, because I won Butlins 6 times first prize.
Okay.
Certificates, you know, I've got a whole bag full of certificates where I've won talent shows because I'm a drummer as well for 30 years professionally as well.
Were you drumming when you won or was it on...
I was drumming and singing at Butlins. That's when I won the talent show.
A singing drummer? You don't get many of them.
Yeah.
Phil Collins?
No. Well, I did them separately. Actually, I played along to backing tapes drumming, then I stood at the front singing to Barry Manilow.
Oh.
I write the songs.
I love a bit of Barry Manilow. I went to see Barry Manilow at the O2. It's one of the greatest gigs I've ever been. Bobby Davro supported him, dressed up as Pavarotti.
Hmm. So,
nobody's impressed by that.
No, it was a good fact. Listen, Nige, I'm going to...
Sorry.
Stay on the line for a bit. I'm just gonna have to get other people on just for a tick. Just because I don't want to upset other people.
I can do a short song afterwards, couldn't I?
Yes, please. Can you do me a Barry song?
I'll do a Barry Manilow song.
Could it be magic?
Well, I only know I write the songs really well.
All right. Sounds like we're doing that one then. Perfect. Listen. Wait there.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, sure.
No, you can't.
That's Word. That's Steve, isn't it?
Hello?
You've taken Nigel off.
No, I told Nigel I was going to put Nigel off. Steve,
right.
You all right, mate?
Yeah.
Good. Sorry, I kept you. What are you up to?
This is Helen, as agent. Have you got Nigel's bank details, please?
What did he say?
We've all got Nigel's bank details now.
Nah, it's only a joke. It's great listening to you, Jamie. I've been on a ghost hunt. I've caught three. They're in a bag. The bag's moving about. Like I love ghost hunts.
Where have you been on the ghost hunt?
Out in the woods.
What, the woods around your house? Not, is it like an organised ghost hunt, or do you...
No, just myself.
What's the bag made out of?
Plastic.
Excellent.
And that traps them, does it?
I've trapped them, yes.
What, in a placky bag?
Yes.
All together?
How did you tempt them in?
They just came in. I waved my finger. They moved over. They got in the bag. Tied the bag. The bag's moving about now. What do I do?
What form did they take? What did they look like when they got into the bag? This is very... Look, I'm speaking to you as an expert. I've hosted Most Haunted Live with Rylan and Celebrity Haunted Hotel with Christine Bleakley. So, you're in safe hands.
Right. Well, I'm not being funny, but... They don't... There's no appearance. They're invisible.
But how do you know they're in the bag, then? How do you know they were coming at you? Wiggled your finger.
They're not in the bag. What's in the bag?
What? You okay, hun? What?
Well, the bag's moving about.
And there's nothing in the bag?
Ghosts.
Are you sure it's not you moving it? Is it the wind? Is it a bit like that scene in Donnie Darko?
No, that's a great film.
It's a great film.
Actually, when you mention... there is a ghost through.
I'm glad, Steve, I'm glad I can be of assistance to you. Hold on one tick. Brian. Brian?
Hello, Jamie.
How are you,
Hello,
mate?
Jamie, good evening. Nice to speak to you, mate. I love your show on the weekend. It's good to have you on the radio during the week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's one listener.
Yeah, it is. I mean, denny.morris@talkradio.co.uk. Just sending your thoughts there. Thank you.
Yeah. A couple of things there. Like, Nigel from Maidstone, I mean, I don't know him personally, but I've heard him on the radio, back in the 1990s when he used to come on when Mike Mendoza used to do talk radio years ago.
Bloody hell, that's going back some, isn't it?
You know, he's a bit of a legend as well, Nigel, you know. Nigel, keep your heat up, son. You know what I mean?
Hold on, say it's... Hold on, tell him yourself. Tell him, Nigel, are you there?
Nigel. Hello.
Brian wants to say something.
Nigel.
Hello, Brian.
Hiya, man. You're a bit of a legend. I've heard you on the radio many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
And really enjoy you. You know, you do make people laugh a lot, you know. And you're really talented as well. You've got a fantastic voice. And he does play some brilliant musical instruments, Jamie. He's really talented as Nigel, honestly.
I used to do the jingles for Graham, didn't I? Mike Graham.
That's right, Mike Graham.
You were on the radio with Mike Graham?
Yeah, years ago, 15 years ago, yeah.
What, the Mike Graham that's on 10 to 1 here?
Yeah, yes, that's right, yeah. And James Whale, yeah.
Was Mike happy about then?
It was Talk Sport then, it was.
Yeah.
Talk Sport, but now both, isn't it? It's two different, separate ones now. Yeah.
Pre-Brexit.
Brilliant. Keep your chin up, Nigel, that's what I want to say, and I'm sorry to hear about your mother, and we're all thinking about you, man, we really are.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was very kind of you. Thank you.
Can I just mention a couple of things about ghosts, Jamie, if that's all right?
Please do. Sam, I've got no idea how to put Nigel back on hold. I don't know how to do that. Carry on, Brian.
I've been to a few places. I mean, I'm not a massive ghost hunter, but I have been to a couple of places. I went up to a place in Northumberland, Chillingham Castle in Chillingham.
Yeah.
In Northumberland. And there's a guy up there, he used to be called, well, he was called John Sage. He was the torturer, the Catholics to torture the Scots. And I went into, you know, I spent the night up there, and I was in the torture chamber. Honestly, I heard, I don't know what this machine was called.
Yeah.
It was like a thing full of spikes, you know, and I was told not to sit on it.
Yeah.
And I actually heard, like, footsteps in the room were groaning, and the machine was clanking on its own, you know. I was with a few friends. Like, you know, we weren't drinking enough. Don't get me wrong, we weren't drinking enough. We were, like, taking it serious, and we all heard the, like, footsteps and, like, a groaning noise of this guy, John Sage. So, yeah, I do actually believe in ghosts, honestly.
Did you actually see it?
Pardon?
Did you actually see it?
No, I didn't see him, but I heard the machine clank, like, you know, some kind of mechanism on the machine was clinking around on its own. And I actually heard a groaning noise, and we were, like, petrified a bit, like, well, you know what I mean? We're a bit, like, taken aback by it, you know? So I've seen out Chillingham Castle. I've also been over to Bamber Castle, up in Bamber, up my area and all, and that's supposed to be haunted as well. Because if you remember, Northumberland, back in the day, was a very violent place. Because as you can imagine, it was like the border between England and Scotland in the, you know, the 15th century and the 14th yeah. century and that, when Scotland was at war with the English and stuff. A lot of, you know, a lot of activity was going on there, and a lot of people were held in the castles up there, you know.
I just don't know so if
Northumberland,
I just don't know if I can, you know, believe in him, because I tell you what, the only experience I've had with ghosts, so I say, on the two TV shows that I did,
mm-hmm.
and they left me feeling very dubious about the whole situation. And yeah. the other experience I've had, well, it wasn't one that I had directly, it was one that my drummer had. My drummer's right. a guy called Tree. And oh. do you remember watching most of, do you remember Richard Felix? The ghost hunter.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Was he like a psychic?
So he's from Derby, yeah? So which uh-huh. is where I was from, my band were in. And our rehearsal room that we bought, when we got signed to the record label, we bought a rehearsal room called The Hive, because we were called The Beekeepers. It's a little right. thing there. And one night, we'd just been off tour, and Tree, the drummer, had to lock... Had to lock up the rehearsal room. I think Cass is getting him on the line now, because you've got to hear this story. Cass, is he there?
Yeah, well, the thing about ghosts, Jimmy, right, is that it's not like a light bulb situation. You can't just switch them on and switch them off.
They're free independent spirits, literally.
Sorry?
What? They're free spirits.
Absolutely. You know, just because a film crew go to a place to film something, it doesn't automatically happen that something happens, but sometimes it happens, you know, when you're not expecting it to happen.
Well, this is it, but you know, this ghost in Derby, it's made Tree into a local celebrity. Tree's on the line, Tree.
Hello.
So Brian's phoned up. We've had a couple of people phone up about ghosts, and I've been trying to remember the story about the ghost. And I thought, well, there's only one man who can tell the story. That's Tree. You're live on Talk Radio. This is Tree, everybody, the drummer from the Beekeepers, the greatest band ever. Brian's on the line as well. Yeah. Tree, take it away. Tell the nation what happened.
Well, I mean, I've got to tell you that, as you remember, Jamie, the old recording studio in Derby. At that time, we didn't know anything about the old Derby jail, did we? Where it was located?
No. So,
I was locking up one night, and I have to be honest, I didn't see a ghost. I saw somebody come out the door that I thought was going to attack me to rob our studio. I don't believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in ghosts. And I remember just saying to this thing, or this guy, because it looked like a real human being, and I remember just saying, "Are you all right, mate?" as I stood back expecting to get biffed from him as he took my keys. And he just walked past me, and there was a sound of a door clanging, and he'd gone. And at first I thought the lads had just done an amazing trick on me. I was a bit confused. It wasn't really frightening, only in the sense I thought I was going to, you know, get a punch on the chin and my keys nicked off me. But as I told my mum the next day, because I thought she would be the only one that would really believe me, and she then went into town. And at the time, this guy was not really very well known, but his name is Richard Felix, who does the...
He used to run the record stall in Derby Market, didn't he?
That's correct, and he does the most haunted thing now. But my man went to see, because he used to work at the Heritage Centre, And my mum said, has there been any ghosts on Agard Street reported? And he said, yes. And he said, yes, there has been a few. And then he got me to phone him up. And I phoned him up, and he said he reckoned it was a guy called John the Jailer. And the story goes on from there. But
and did you ended up in a book? Did you end up in his book?
I ended up in his book, and then the story got more exaggerated. Apparently, I was so frightened. That I drove off in a transit van, nearly running over an old lady, and I couldn't even drive then.
Oh, dear. Tree, I love you, fella. Thank you very much.
All right, mate.
Thank you, mate. That's,
That was really interesting, mate. That was really interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, that was.
I was saying, Jimmy, I've had an idea. Why don't Talk Radio do a live broadcast one night? Take a couple of listeners. Well, I don't know if you can or not, but take a couple of listeners on a ghost hunt, like on something Halloween.
I'm up for it.
And put them in places and put a microphone in and say to the person, you know the listeners who are on the ghost hunt.
Ofcom will love it. In for a penny, in for a pound. Absolutely fine by me. Wow.
That would be great if you could do that. You know what I mean? Get them to talk in the talk and stick and say, can you sense anything? Heat, temperature, feel anything, or something, stretch your head.
Yeah.
I mean, lock them in a cell or a chamber and just say, look, talk to the nation. You're on your own in here. There's no like tricks or anything.
I mean, without any context, if someone tunes in without the context of what you've just said, it's just going to sound like I've locked two listeners in a cellar.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you want to put my location and you've got, like, the proprietor of a location, tell you a bit of the history of the place and say, right, it's time to go on, like, a hunt now and start going up and downstairs in different places and putting people in different rooms and that, or, you know what I mean, see if we can get, like, anything happening, like, on the radio, like a live broadcast. That'd be really good, that, I think.
How do we prove the existence of the ghost?
Well,
you know, we can't have a. You can't see a plastic bag on the radio.
About, do you know what I mean? If they're serious enough, do you know what I mean? They could just say, well.
I'm taking it very seriously.
Sorry?
I'm taking it seriously.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Get a couple of women there because women scream their heads off. That'd be good for them, wouldn't it? It would, they would have, Jamie, honestly.
Excuse me. Women scream their heads off. That's a terrible generalisation.
Right. You're losing the room, Brian.
50% is out.
I'm sorry about that. No, I was just thinking, would you get a couple of screamers? That'd be good. From that would be. Do you know what I mean?
All right, right. Well, let's leave it at a couple of screamers, Brian. It's a good thought, though. Jerry, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing all right, Jamie.
How you feeling?
Not too bad. The box Parkinson's is not doing too much to me at the moment, so hopefully you can hear me pretty clear.
Yeah, are you feeling okay at the moment? Are you?
Feeling okay, fine, thank you for asking. How are you, Jamie?
I'm not bad, actually. The year is shaping up okay. I thought it was going to be a grim one. We're nearly a quarter of the way through, and we're all still going. So,
yeah, ghost tours are in Geordieland today. It's a bit mad.
Pardon?
They're all sounding a bit mad. The Geordies are at the moment. Two in a row, you're bad. And now Geordies. Hang on, let me calm down. I'm all right, Jamie. Calm down. Deep breath.
That's it. Take a deep breath, mate.
Sorry about that.
You're all right.
Thank you, James, for taking the time to take the call. Well, I can actually ask a question for you. What do you think of not enough disabled people in the movies? Or genuine disabledness in TV and movies? Not enough disabled people. Need more genuine people. What do you think of that? Did you get that, Jamie?
I didn't get that, I'm afraid, mate.
Is he asking about disabled people in the movies? Is that what? Having more genuinely disabled people in TV and films.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. As opposed to able-bodied actors playing disabled people.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting. Give disabled people a chance. There's no disabled people in the movies, I don't think.
No, I know what you mean. I've got no idea, Jerry. I mean, all I would say is perhaps that it needs to start from a grassroots level, doesn't it? From drama schools and local theatres and drama kind of groups and colleges where disabled actors need to be.
Jamie, how close to Geordie are you from Geordie? Excited to speak to you. I need to calm down. I was all right with thoughts, you got excited. Please calm down, please. Oh, jeez. Stay, Jamie. Take care. I'll go. Bye, Jamie.
I'll see you, Jerry. Thanks, mate.
I'm having a bad one.
No, all right. No worries, mate. No worries, buddy. Speak to you soon.
Take care.
Take care, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He's a bit shaky. He turns very quickly, doesn't he, poor Jerry?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
He is lovely. Nigel, you all right?
Yeah, I'm listening to everything going on.
It's been a busy old show.
It is a busy old show. So are we back? Are we talking now then? Are we talking?
Yeah, we can. I've got to nip to a break. I was just coming back onto the air to see if you're ready to do Bazza.
After the break.
Yeah, we're going to go for a break. We'll see off Monday with a bit of Manilow, shall we?
I'll
go for a break. Then we'll come back. Maybe have a chat.
A bit of chat. Yeah, I've got something to talk about.
Perfect. We'll have a chat. We'll check our bum for spots, and then we'll sing Barry Manilow. How's that?
Yeah, I do. I can only do it a cappella because I haven't got any backing tracks with me.
Hey, don't you worry about the backing track. I've got your back, Nige. See you in a second.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So, Nigel, which song did you want to sing?
Oh, I was going to do I Write the Songs. If you wanted a Barry Manilow, you definitely want a Barry Manilow number.
I don't see why not. I found a karaoke version. Let's see if this is any good. Yeah. Hold on a sec. Let's have a chat first. Okay, all right. Yeah. Go on then. Okay, yeah. I'm here for you, buddy.
I was going to say that on my Facebook page, I've got some drum solos recorded in a drum shop in Tunbridge Wells.
Okay.
You know, drum. If you want to have a look sometime on Facebook.
I'd like that very much. I used to be a drummer myself.
Nigel Reader Facebook.
Okay, I will dig that out. I love drumming. Yeah. Are you a good paradiddler?
Buddy Rich type of solos.
Oh, blimey.
That's... You know, because I'm a jazz drummer. In 75,
yeah.
1975, I played in the Old Kent Road in the Green Man pub with Harry Stoneham that did Parkinson.
Blimey.
You know the Harry Stoneham trio?
Yeah.
Well, I sat in on Chris Caron's drums and we did. That's right. I played a few numbers on Chris Caron's drum. We had to change it round because I'm left-handed.
On Chris Tarrant? Did you say Chris Tarrant then?
No, Chris Caron, who played on the actual BBC show.
Okay. Yeah.
And Pete Morgan on bass.
Yeah.
And so I sat in, they already knew me, so I sat in on the drums with you. But the actual band, the guitarist and drummer, used to be Dudley Moore's trio.
I did not know that. Are you an orthodox drummer or stick method?
I'm orthodox on hands, but I can only play left-handed with feet.
You got the kick drum pedals on your left foot?
The bass drum on my left foot instead of the right foot.
Oh,
yeah.
That's weird.
But I can play both hands alternately. You know, the hands don't matter. You can do anything.
You're ambidextrous. You're southpaw.
Yeah, ambidextrous. But I play brushes a lot, you know, for jazz. I've done a lot of cabaret things, cabaret shows. I played for that. Oh, when I was 15, because I had a good agent years ago, and I'm trying to find a good agent now that doesn't rip you off, you know.
Ellen, yeah.
No, I played for Danny Williams, the singer, American singer that did Moon River.
Did what? Moon River.
He did Moon River, yeah. Danny Williams.
Yeah.
And I did a couple of concerts with him when I was 15, amazingly enough.
Oh, fantastic.
And I had to read the music. I played with brushes. It wasn't different.
I'll tell you what. If I'm on again, I don't know what's happening this week. But you know, there's a small chance I might be back at some point this week if Ian's away all week. We don't know. You know, maybe we'll do a drumming special. I'll bring some sticks in. We can paradiddle together. How's that sound?
Yes, of course.
Now, right, left.
Have you met Harry Stoneham, the organist? He had white hair.
Do you know what? I haven't. Old white hair? No.
Yeah, he was. But you have you met Michael Parkinson?
I haven't met Michael Parkinson, no, I haven't.
Oh.
He's never eaten.
I think Ian Lee might have done.
I'm sure Ian Lee mixes in.
He knows everybody.
Bigger circuit. He does, he knows everybody. So just check this before. No, so is this acceptable, this version? We're not going to sing it just yet.
Okay.
I don't know when it comes in, though. later, but I just thought this might have a bit more pizzazz. Don't sing it yet.
Do you want me to sing along to it then?
No. I was just checking. It's a bit of a sound check. I'm just going to speak to. We'll see you in midnight with that track. But just hold tight because I've got Simon and Kyle on the line. Kyle, I'm coming to you in a tick, mate. Simon, how you doing?
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, very good, Tar.
Oh dear, Nigel. Definitely Nigel time tonight.
Well, you know, anyone can. It's it's an open house.
Yeah. No.
How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. I was ringing about something in particular, and it's completely slipped my mind. Great. Oh, no.
Oh, man. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
To call us.
Oh, mate.
Has it gone?
It's gone. It's absolutely gone. I can't believe it.
Kyle will know what it was. Kyle, what was Simon thinking of?
I think he was thinking about the fantastic show that was Alan Partridge at 9:30 this evening.
Was that it, Simon?
It wasn't, but seeing you mention it, was it good?
Oh, it was back of the neck. It was textbook.
It was very good.
There's been a lot of negative about it, hasn't there?
There's been a lot of what, sorry?
A lot of negatives about it.
Has there?
A lot of negative criticism about it.
Has there?
Where's that?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. What did you think to it, Kyle?
I thought it was really funny. I mean, I was going to channel Partridge for you, by the way. Oh. And that lady,
Jim's already
there,
doing that.
I was going to say, is she new? Is what I was going to say to that woman who's with you.
Yeah.
Is she new?
Is she new?
Oh, very good.
Kez.
Hello.
What the frig have you got on your feet?
Well, I don't understand what...
I don't know what's going on now.
I think they say to Lynn at one point, he goes, Lynn, what the frig have you got on your feet? I mean, I don't know every line, obviously, that would be...
Was that today's episode or just, like, all of them?
Just in general, by the sounds of it.
I did, actually, though, and I nearly sent a picture at the Talk Radio, Jamie, because I did have... your last shows, I did have a mug full of beans, and I used the...
A sausage and a spoon. Yes. Good lad. I'll tell you something as well. I interviewed Rob and Neil Gibbons, the writers of Partridge, and I stuck it up on it's on the Reality Check podcast, and they told me a little secret about Michael.
Oh.
It's on the podcast. You need to go and check it out.
Oh.
Well, I'll give you a sneak. He's not dead.
Cool.
He's missing, presumed dead.
Well, at the end of the Alpha Papa film, he tossed himself off the pier, didn't he?
Yeah, so exactly.
I've not seen that yet.
Oh, spoiler!
No, it's fine. I'm sure I'll live.
Okay, Simon, you've remembered now, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Oh. But before I go, what do you think of the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre?
I'm getting a hard time tonight, aren't I? I'm getting a hard time tonight.
I'm going to go because I can't remember. I'm sorry.
All right, kiss my face. He's gone. Oh, goodness me. Kyle, you were in the sweepstake yesterday, weren't you?
Well, that was. I had a whole plethora of things to ask you about, but I can condense it down if you wish.
Yeah, go on, go for it. I mean, we'll repeat it again on Sunday, but you know what? I would imagine in the Venn diagram of listeners that are listening now and a Sunday 1 till 4 are very thin.
Well, I was going to say, I think this makes me a winner, that I think I could be mistaken Rami Malek in the sweepstake for the best actor.
I can't remember. I'm barely paying attention during that show, I must confess. Producer Sam wrote it all down.
All right. Well, no, I was going to say, because apparently he fell off the stage, didn't he, after he won his Oscar. Have you seen that?
Yeah, even he was surprised.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, he did. No damage was done.
So I was going to ask you about that, and I was going to ask you about these, because you're in with all these, like, rich celebs now, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, shut up. I am. Shut up.
Sorry, yes, he is.
Who's the most famous person in your phone, Cass?
In my phone?
Sadly, it's probably someone like... Is it James?
James who?
Whale.
No, got Jeremy Kyle's number, but
nah, don't
he's
care.
Not. I wouldn't say.
Penny Smith?
Yeah, she's more famous, though.
Okay.
I like Penny. She gave me a scarf once.
Did she?
Yeah.
What, a woolly one or a silk one?
No, it was just like a really nice, like a nice soft material. I don't know what you would call it, like a pashmina material. I don't know. I don't understand girly things.
Did she buy that as a gift for you, or was it re-gifted to you, thinking I'm never going to wear that? I'll palm it off on Cass.
Do you know, up until right now, I could have sworn she bought it just for me.
Nah.
But now...
Why would she have bought you a girly gift?
I'm going to go see if my hot pot's done.
Yeah.
Time as well.
Yeah. I know a couple of celebs. I would imagine most of them are rich as well.
All right. I think you're probably the only famous person that I ever speak to on the phone, and that's only because you do this for a living. So that's probably it, really.
So what was the question?
Oh, no, the question was about the gift bags.
$100,000.
What was in them?
Well, it's a weird... See, I can't work these things out. Whenever I've seen any kind of like gift bags or goodie bags at those kind of dues, I mean, for a start, they're not worth $100,000, the ones that I see. They've always got a magazine in it. They've always got a bottle of water in it, just like a regular bottle of kind of like Highland Spring or something. There's always like a small chocolate. There's always a lip balm from Burt's Bees. And there is always a voucher for, I don't know, some Swarovski crystal thing. But the Oscars one, what about, it had like a $25,000 Grecian holiday, didn't it?
Well, look, yeah, I was looking at the list.
What happens if they all cash them in at the same time? Is there going to be a Greek island just full of Oscar winners?
Yeah, but it'd be like that thing with Necker Island. Just be celebs. You'd like to be able to go around there with your little Zoom recorder, get loads of interviews, and take the rest of the air off.
It's a good point. I would need £25,000 to spend on a holiday. Denny.Morris@talkradio.co.uk.
Start a crowdfunder. That's popular with the kids these days.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not a kid, nor do I have a kid following.
I'm gonna stop.
That is the problem. The
one gift I saw for you that I thought you might quite like is...
Oh my goodness, Carl! Wait! Nigel, we're nearly at midnight. Are you going to sing a cappella or do you want the tune?
Yeah, I'll do you a short version of I Write the Songs if you like.
Go on.
I've got a couple of minutes.
Go for it. One.
I'll do it now then. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
I write the songs. Make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the songs, I write the songs. Now music makes you dance, and it gives your spirit a chance to write some rock and roll so you can move. Music fills your heart, well, it's a real fine place to start. It's from me, it's to you, it's from you, it's to me, it's the worldwide symphony. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. Boom, boom. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the songs, I write the songs.
That was bloody brilliant. Nigel, you're a star. That's the way to see out Monday. This is Talk Radio. Up yours, LBC.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh, hello. I was meant to play some music, wasn't I? Can you play that sting again? Is that a no? You can. Just, guys, if you're listening, just pretend the past 30 seconds haven't happened.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's a shame. So
Talk Talk there. Such a shame. Mark Hollis has passed away. He's gone. Age 64. That is... that's bad. Welcome to Talk Radio. I'm Jamie East. 03444991000. I'm in for Ian. Ian's had a bit of a prang in the car on the motorway. He's fine. He's not injured. He's okay. He's just a bit shaken up, so he's taking a few days off to recuperate. Because, I mean, anyone that's been in a car accident knows what they're like. They're horrible. Horrible. Oh, goodness me. Who have we got? Oh, Martin. Martin. I don't know if I've spoken to Martin before. Martin, how are you doing?
May I have a chat with you?
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, not too good, not too bad, in between.
Not too good, not too bad, just yeah. Fair to middling.
Yeah, that's the way my life is, really. You know, I'd like to talk about art.
Art, okay.
Now, you know Ezzy Izzard, have you ever met him?
Have I met who, sorry?
Ezzy Izzard, is that his name?
Eddie Izzard?
Yeah, who wears makeup? Does he wear makeup?
He does wear makeup, he wears makeup, he wears women's clothes. I don't know if I've met, I'm trying to think. I feel like I have met him, but maybe not. Maybe that was just a dream.
I think he's a constipated artist. I mean, how do you view his art? Have you seen his art before, or...?
I've never seen it. What is that? Is that true? Does he make art as well as all the other things he does?
Yes, he does. Now, the thing is, you know, because it's like life, right? You set out with life and you want to be an artist. Now, imagine if you got a goal to be an artist and somebody said to you, right, you've only got six hours to perform an art or 6 months to live or whatever. And what would you do if you had a couple of cans of paint and somebody said to them, from 6 hours you got to paint, but we'll cut you down to half an hour. Now, what an artist would do is splash the paint on the canvas and see what happens. And with him, I think he's constipated. And he wears makeup because he can't express enough what's in him, you know. And what I'm trying to say is, because I'm an artist, and when I started out drawing and being an artist, I used to wear a halo on my head because I was religious, and I thought, well, this halo, I'll wear it and things.
Where did you find the halo?
I made it myself.
Out
of cloth. It looked good, though, because people thought I was a part of a religion. Now, the reason I wore that was because I was so wanting to express what was in me that I couldn't, so I wore this halo to...
How does it stay up?
Because I'm a black person, so when I cut my hair short, it's really like a white person's hair. It's really rough, you know, like skinhead.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got, like, a skinhead haircut,
Doesn't it just look like a giant polo mint on top of your head? Is it like a headband?
It's a headband with a tail at the back. Once these kids were playing in the garden, one stopped me and said, "Mister, why you got that on your head?" And about 2 days
Fair question.
After, yeah, so about 2 days after, I was driving past the where the kids were playing, and he had a scarf on his head trying to copy me, you know. And
hey, you don't follow fashion, fella.
What do you say?
I said you don't follow fashion. Fashion follows you.
I'm not a clothy person. I just wear the same clothes every day. I wash it every day, every week.
Good.
And I just wear it. But with Ezzy Izzard, I think he's so frustrated, or he's so rushed. He splashes makeup on his face because he's only got like 10 seconds.
Martin, I've got to ask you a question. I'm looking on Eddie's website. I can't find any reference to him being an artist anywhere.
Oh, I thought he was. He comments on art. I thought he was an artist himself. I thought he was an artist, sweetheart.
He's an artist in the sense of him being an artiste. He's a comedian. He's a very clever and talented and creative human being. I don't think he's a painter, though.
Darling, how on earth can he run 52 marathons? How long are those marathons that he runs?
That is a big question. Do you run?
Do I run? I can't even walk. I mean, I run. I don't run for my life, you know. But how can he run? Does he run those 52 marathons?
It's 27. In 2016, he tried to run... he attempted to run 27 marathons in 27 days through South Africa as a salute to Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, so what length are these marathons? Are they 26 miles?
Yeah, they're 26.4 miles or 26.2 miles, something like that.
And he's running, what, one...
every single day. Every single day.
I mean, he doesn't look the type to be able to sustain that.
What is the type that can sustain
him? Well, the type is maybe Botham or somebody of the sporting world, but he looks a bit chubby. I mean, I'm not doing the man down.
Well, it wasn't at the end.
Yeah, but how can you sustain that? Anyway, what I'd like to also talk about, if I've got time, William Shakespeare. Do you think that he excelled in his craft of words and things because there wasn't such things as televisions in them days? Or do you think television spoils your imagination? Or the media, computers and games and all these things that pollute your mind. Do you think William Shakespeare excelled because those things, like the same Mozart was performing music at the age of 2.
Yeah.
I mean, in his life, there were no such things as these things. So it's hard.
If Mozart was around now, he'd be up to level 30 on Candy Crush by 2, but probably not playing much piano.
Yeah. But, you know, I found a niche in life. You see, 25 years ago, I started to write songs, and I wrote about 10 songs in about a year and a half. And I looked at them and I thought, you know, I'm using up my mojo. If I keep writing songs, I'm going to use up all my imagination. So do you know what took its place?
No.
Well, you wouldn't. I have been, and I have stopped since yesterday, but I've been creating a universe for the past 25 years.
Right.
And
right. Hold on. Whoa. You can't... Don't just drop the universe bomb and then try and move on, my friend. Right. You've been creating a universe for 25 years?
Yes.
An actual universe?
Yes. And this is it still is a fascinating topic because...
I'm not arguing with that.
Well, what can you do? I mean, imagine. You see, the thing is, right?
Let's not. No tangents necessary. Now, let's stick with creating a universe for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Where is it? What does it look like? What are your plans with this universe?
Well, where is it? It's with the concept that God the Father will, you know, I don't know how he's going to do, but how he's going to choreograph bringing it forward.
Well, God will be furious, theoretically, because you just made what took him 7... I mean, to be fair, it took him 7 days, took you 25 years,
yeah.
But he's going to be cross because you're God now.
But do you realise, right, when God created the world in 6 days, do you realise that every second of every day is the start of a new day in its own right?
Yeah, that's how clocks work.
Yeah, and then one day to God is 1,000 years. So if you take every second as being a year in its own right,
yeah,
and you add up every second as 1,000 years, it comes to 5 billion years.
I swear I had this question in my sats. Carry
what
on.
Do you say, sweet chap?
I don't know, sweet cheeks. But so, where is it written down that God sees or has for every one of our seconds, he has a year?
Well, yeah, because
is that just you? Bible, is that you making this up?
No. In the Bible, God says one day is 1,000 years to him.
Right.
Now, if you look at
I know how it feels.
Well, because he's not boasting, he's just stating that if you can do whatever you do in a lifetime, imagine what I could do with one day being 1,000 years.
I saw an Instagram post a bit like that, where it said Beyonce has the same 24 hours as everyone else.
Yeah, but...
Speaking of Beyonce...
But you see, with Beyonce and stuff, they've sold their lives out on riches. Imagine... Are you still there, sweetheart?
I am, yeah. I've just put on Halo by Beyonce.
Ah, well, yeah, she's a nice lass, but, you know, she sold her. The people like that have sold their soul to riches. Life is too short to be a millionaire, about it.
Why is life too short to be a millionaire?
Because you can't, you know, you can't really get the nub of life if you're a millionaire.
Why?
I mean, I could have been a billionaire with the drawings that I've done.
Well, you've created a universe. You can do what the hell you want in it.
No, I can't. Because,
you can, you're God.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, because going to other planets and causing trouble, because I've put in five...
Have you made these? Where are these? Hang on, you never answered it. Where is this universe?
As I said, it's for God to choreograph it. I get visions about every 10 days, and I get visions of palaces and mansions and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's to tempt me from...
You're just describing Chelsea.
No, when I get these visions, it's to tempt me from creating, because it's like somebody's trying to distract me with all...
Distract
you
with material wealth.
Yeah, and I'm not falling for it, because a lot of people would kill to get money, and I could have been a billionaire, but life is too short to be a millionaire. You can't get the number of lives if you've got millions or a million.
Yeah, but
if you're poor,
you're obviously a religious man. Surely if you're a billionaire, you could feed the starving.
You could feed the starving.
So why don't you do that?
Yes, but when you think about it, you know...
I've thought about it. It's a good idea.
You have, darling. To think about feeding the hungry and looking after stuff, you know, I think you're better off being poor, because you can feel how people... You see, I wouldn't like to live in a mansion, right, and have people suffering. I couldn't do that.
You don't have to. Sell the mansion and aid people suffering.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart, I know. Okay, I like, you know the song that you played before I was
on? It's Halo. I've put on Halo for you because you're wearing a bloody Halo. Listen to it. Shut up. Wearing Martin's Halo. We're wearing Martin's... There you go, sweetheart. It's gone. Kyle, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I didn't know whether you wanted me to mention what the gift was in the Oscars gift sort of bag or whatever, or move on from that.
We were talking about the gift bag, weren't we?
No, it's all right. I don't mind.
Another loose thread that we left dangling was who the most famous person in Cass's phone was. Cass, you've worked it out. Who was it?
Caprice.
Imagine that. How was Caprice when you met her?
She was lovely. She had some lovely shoes on.
She once tried to issue legal proceedings against me.
Well, that's not a surprise. You wear the scourge of the celebrity world many years.
It's quite funny. So I once wrote an article where I proclaimed that Caprice was the second oldest woman in Britain. Right? And I got a letter...
What year was this?
This was in about 2000. It would have been the dark days of 2004. And I got a letter from her lawyers, yeah?
Her actual lawyers?
And her actual lawyers threatening me for saying this. And I had to speak to her lawyers and say, do you genuinely... I said, bear in mind that the second oldest woman in Britain that I've looked it up, I had to look it up, was 112 years old. Do people genuinely believe that Caprice could possibly?
But surely that would raise her profile, because people would be like, "Wow, she's really old. Look how amazing she looks."
I was just trying to help.
I don't think you should be looking up old women, Jeremy.
What?
I don't think you should be looking up old women.
No, absolutely. Well, 112 years old. 112 years old. I mean, it's niche, but it's there.
Yeah, true.
Is it break time yet? I've got nothing left in the tank. Oh, dear.
I want to go
Kyle. Thank you, buddy.
It is break time
as well. Let's get some fresh blood. 0344-499-1000. There must be some people still up to help me from this madness, or tweet at Talk Radio. See you in a sec.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I remember all eyes. Shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
When I saw him live,
Manolo
live,
yeah.
How did
you see him on the stage? Did they have to put him on a little platform?
He was on a little plinth, like the fourth plinth, you know, the big thumbs up.
Oh, good.
He sang a duet with this to himself.
I mean, that's narcissism,
it's
really,
quite
isn't
indulgent,
it?
Isn't it? It worked, though, honestly. Oh. Love a bit of Manolo. I'm quite excited. There's someone on the line who I've never spoken to, but I've seen
the legend.
I've seen the name come up quite a lot whenever I see Ian's tweets and whatnot. It's Rainbow George. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too. We've never spoken, I don't think.
We haven't. Nice. Jay and JC, Jamie and Cass.
Yeah,
JC.
Oh, I see. JC. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
And I've been listening all through the programme. It's been interesting. It's been into the mystic here and there. And
yep.
I am into the mystic myself. I call myself an apprentice prophet, but I do suppose that I've been shown the future. And the future I've been shown is a really lovely future, I sense you're not at all religious, but you are.
No, I'm not.
You're interested in the supernatural, though.
I'm interested when Dave paid me to be. Yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I'm not religious either. But
how can you be a prophet and not be religious? Is it what's a
boy? I went in apprentice prophet.
Okay. How do you earn your stripes then?
I don't earn stripes. I'm skint. But
yeah, but how do you become a fully blown prophet?
When you prophesy something that actually happens.
Oh, okay.
And so
in a way, we're all apprentice prophets.
Yeah, well, how can anybody know they're a prophet until what they prophesy comes to pass? It's all into the mystic. I mean, for me, 42...
You sound just like Dennis Norden.
I know, but he's no longer with us. So
he's
I'm
not.
Dennis Norden.
No, you know, that would be a prophecy.
Yeah, but 42 years ago, I was taken through 5 months of very mystical experiences and
Ibiza?
Sorry?
Is it Ibiza?
No. Oh. No, I was made to suppose myself to be in communication with a friend of mine who had died a few years earlier,
mm-hmm.
and he was guiding me to read the Bible in a very different way, and then all sorts of voices came into my head trying to stop these communications that I was having, and it all built up to quite a dramatic conclusion.
Genuine question though, were there pharmaceuticals involved?
No.
Not in the sense that we think of now, but you know, like the fellow that went and joined the tribes?
No. No, it's. I mean, I used to at the time. I smoked a bit of weed. But when I was having these experiences, I wasn't
doing
any drugs at all.
Okay.
And as I say, it all built up to a climax on January the 7th, 1977. And I've not heard a voice in my head since then.
What happened in that climactic kind of cliffhanger then?
I screamed and a voice came into my head and told me to be still. And then demonstrated that whatever had happened in my head during those 5 months, it had been in control of all the voices that had come into my head during those 5 months.
And so that kind of pretty much changed your life, did it then?
Yeah, I spent nearly 6 years trying to
get him back.
Trying to write a book about what had happened to me, which I never completed. And then in 1984, I found myself entering the political arena with a party that I called...
Why haven't you got a show here?
Sorry?
Why haven't you got a show here? You sound ripe.
Do I?
Well, there's plenty of prophecies that want political careers that have got shows on this station. You should apply.
No, I don't think so.
So you wrote your book, or you didn't write your book, rather.
I didn't write the book. I entered the political arena.
In what sense? How?
It was just after the Brighton bombing, and I formed a party which I called Captain Rainbow's Universal Party, and Captain Rainbow is my name for our creator, who I think is a bit of a joker. And I entered the political arena campaigning for Britain and Ireland to join together and become the Wise Island, sort of Wales.
Okay. So, I mean, I would imagine you've told this story before, haven't you? Your life story. Let's fast forward a bit to where we are now and this prophecy. How are you going to? What are you going to prophesize about? What you must be able to feel something building up in you.
Well, I do. I link it to the Bible and references in biblical prophecy to the people of the islands. And I have good reason to suppose that the people of Britain and Ireland are the people of the islands, and that we will come together and we will change the world.
How?
We will establish a one world lovenment.
A lovenment?
Yes, a world that has no countries in it, or conflicts, or poverty. A virtual.
I like the word lovenment, because you've joined the words love and government. It's like in Friends when it was mock chocolate, and they called it mocklet.
Yes, well, this is
like that. This is like a political mocklet.
OWL, one world lovenment. And we will create a virtual intelligence to play the part of a loving God and look after...
It sounds very complicated.
It's not complicated. It's very simple.
It's complicated for Jeremy, because he's got a little brain.
It's quite complicated. So what happened... So when? How do we get this lovenment in power?
Well, I'm saying there have to be people inspired on these islands to create this virtual intelligence.
Okay.
And that
island's us, right? That's the United Kingdom.
We are
Kingdom.
The people of the island.
Right. Okay.
I'm quite convinced of that.
So how do we take with that on board, with that information on board? How do we do that then?
We create this virtual intelligence to play the part of a loving God and look after all of us. And
okay, that sounds quite simple. Right, let's take that. Let's break that down. How do we create this virtual intelligence? What is that virtual intelligence? Does it exist yet?
No. We will establish it here on these islands in the form of a bank called the Bank of a Zillion Wonders. And a wonder is worth a pound, and the bank will pay everybody 100 wonders a day.
Okay.
And effectively everybody will work for the bank and the bank will work for everybody.
That sounds like communism.
No, it's nothing like communism. It's...
Well, we're all working. So everyone in the United Kingdom gets given 100 wonders?
Yeah.
A day. From a day from this bank that's got a zillion wonders.
Yeah.
So,
and the bank is programmed to guarantee the perpetual state of a virtual paradise.
So we're in a classless society because everyone's earning the same amount of money.
Wonders.
No, some people will be earning a lot more money.
But you just had 100 wonders a day.
That's everybody gets that as a give us each day our daily bread.
Is that like your living wage?
Sorry?
Is that like your living wage?
Yes, it's to guarantee that you're virtually living free every day, everyone can get rich, but nobody can be poor. Essentially, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Where does the whole virtual technology bit come into it? Because at the moment, it just sounds like we just need Lloyd's Bank just to shell out.
No, we need to create this loving God and
yeah, but the loving God just sounds like a bank.
Sorry?
The loving God, all that I've heard is that basically us in the island, that's us, we're just going to get 100 quid a day, 100 wonders a day.
Yeah, we're going into a leisure oriented future a world that has no countries and no conflicts and
that's all solved because we've got 100 quid a day bare minimum,
everybody everywhere,
and that will solve war.
Oh, definitely. John Lennon said it simply, imagine there's no countries, it isn't hard to do.
But that's a song, that's not prophesying.
No, that's just asking people to imagine something simple, and it is simple to imagine a world that has no countries, because countries and the people that rule those countries are the problem in this world, and we the people have the power to change everything, and I'm sure we will change everything.
Well, it's all there for the taking, I suppose, isn't it? What's your favourite song?
My favourite song was probably the first song I bought. It was a song by Nat King Cole called Nature Boy.
Nature Boy? I don't think I've heard that. Let me see if I can dig that out. I do like a bit of Nat King Cole. He's a good fella, isn't he, Nat King Cole?
Oh, God, it'd be wonderful if you played it.
I'll see what I can do. Can't promise anything because the internet's so bad. What's your favourite film?
I think it's A Mad, Mad World. Mad, Mad, Mad World, I think it was called. Do you know that?
I do, vaguely. I'm not sure if I've seen it. I've heard of it, though, but I'm not sure if I've ever had the fortune of seeing it. So, I've got Nat King Cole on a set. What was it called? Which Nat King Cole one was it?
Nature Boy.
Nature Boy. Let's have a look on a set. How does it go?
There was a boy. I'm not a singer.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah.
Hold on, here we go. Is this the one?
Yeah.
What is it about this that you like so much?
The message.
Oh, okay.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy
and sad am I. But very
great voice, George, isn't it?
Was he.
And good voice, George, isn't it?
Lovely voice.
Lovely voice. Lovely voice.
You didn't let him sing the message, though.
While we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn.
Is this it?
Is just to love and be loved in return.
I think that was it.
That was the message.
Yeah.
Was that the message, George?
It was, yeah.
Hey.
There we go.
Thank you for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Didn't even mention any money.
That was no, you can check out a lyric that I wrote that you might like. It's on YouTube, Scoring Goals Auditions.
What do I need to type in?
Scoring Goals.
Scoring Goals?
Auditions.
Scoring Goals Auditions.
And I use the voice of my late friend.
Your Rainbow People, is that you?
Yeah.
697 views from 10 years ago.
Not very good, is it?
If I... No, it's good. If I play this, there's no F-bombs or anything, is there?
No. The voice of Ian Dury at the beginning.
Oh, OK, hold on. Nobody on earth. Oh, hold on, I'm still playing. Hold on, still, that's not Ian Dury, that's Nat King Cole still. Hold on, here
you
we go.
You can't use technology very
here
well,
we go,
can you?
Shut up. Here we go.
A door is being opened that nobody on earth can shut.
So the first comment on this is from 10 months ago saying, heard this on Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Are you doing this for the PRS?
I don't know what the PRS is.
Money, moolah, wonders.
No.
Is that you singing?
No, it's an Irish singer called Ben Real.
Called what?
Ben Real, so, R-W-L.
So what are you doing? What has this got to do with you?
I wrote the words.
Oh, okay, sorry. So now's the time. That shows a way to do what's right.
Do what's right. Listen, hear, try to understand. We need to liberate ourselves.
That's Ian Dury.
No, that's an actor.
Oh. Oh, what? Those lords of misrule, those silly arses, there are few of them. Okay, I see what you're getting at.
Too much fuss. We can start again. We can wipe the slate clean. We can make life much, much better than it's ever been.
Did you have to pay the actor to do that?
No.
Oh.
Rainbow age.
That's you.
There's a war on error. We have to wage a world of wonders.
Wonders.
Ours to make. So come on, come on. For heaven's sake, let's tick together.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I did like
very
that.
Much do, I do like that. We're going to go for a break, though, Rainbow George. I've got to shoot off. Speak to you in a bit.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, we do, but not usually at 20 to 1 in the morning. It's usually a bit quiet now, isn't it? Rainbow George is gone. You see, everyone's on Twitter, everyone's like, oh, no, not George. I'd never spoken to him before.
I love Rainbow George.
I don't know this. I didn't know that everyone has heard that a million times. I do apologise. I do apologise. But you know what? If you complain on Twitter, you can always phone up and complain straight to set some face. Well, actually, it's not even sending it to my face.
It's not. It's sending it to your ears.
Send it to my ears. Come on. You need my address, don't you?
I do.
Who's been your favourite caller tonight, Cass?
I liked Angela because I liked hearing about her owl room, because I can imagine what it's like, because there's like a lot of Catherine Kitson style owl motifs everywhere.
Yeah, and I didn't get that from Angela, I don't think.
And Rainbow George, but I'm a bit biased because I've spoken to him before.
No, my favourite was the Halo sweetheart one.
Martin?
Was it Martin?
Martin with an eye.
It was Martin, wasn't it?
What the hell is that?
That's my address. Can you not read it? Hold on a second.
No, I don't think anybody can read that. You've got the handwriting of a
no one's
child.
Got good, yeah, but no one's got good handwriting anymore, have they?
I have. I've got good handwriting because people need to be able to read what I'm writing. Because I'm a grown-up.
Hold on. There you go. Not that we're wishing the show away or anything. Not that we're wishing the show away. Is anyone else out there? 03444991000. You could be the last caller of the night. Caddick's done it again, hasn't he? He did it again.
What's that?
Caddick.
Oh, he fell asleep?
Yeah.
He always does.
But it was within minutes. It was on the scene that we wanted him to call back with was on like 2 minutes later. He didn't bother.
Well, so
I'm starting to think his heart's not in it. Starting to think he's not on the staff.
Maybe he doesn't like Jules.
Maybe he doesn't like me anymore. Mm-hmm. What is happening? Interesting. Two friends of mine have tweeted something very curious. Emma Willis and Rylan have tweeted that.
Me and my friends. Oh.
Excuse me, Mrs. Caprice.
So it's only because I had to call her once.
Looks like Thursday it's going to be announced that Big Brother might be coming back.
Oh God!
Back already? It's a bit soon. But having said that, they've knocked down the old Big Brother house at Elstree. So Netflix have bought it. That's what I think. Netflix have bought it. This was my theory. I keep saying it. No one listens to me.
Have you put money on it?
Is that Bandersnatch, the Netflix.
Totally different.
Not Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch hasn't bought Big Brother. No, Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror episode. You remember the one that was over Christmas that they just dropped over Christmas with the Choose Your Own
Path?
I'm aware of it.
I haven't yet watched it or interacted with it. I remain convinced
that that was a test to test the technology to see if people could vote on Netflix in a live environment, and they've proved it will. So I think that's true. That they just tested that just to see, and now they're just going to buy Big Brother. Almost certainly, that is what's happening.
That's going to make it worse, though. I mean, it was bad anyway, but it's going to make it even worse. Just because you're paid by them? I'm not.
Pardon?
Just because you're paid by them?
I'm not anymore.
Well, no, but you want to be.
I was, but... If it wasn't for Big Brother, I wouldn't be here. Yeah, go on. I'll set it up for you then.
No, I can't. It's too cruel.
No, I've got a lot of time for Big Brother. But yeah, I think that'll be coming back. It's a bit too soon. When did it only finish? Last summer?
It should have finished a long time ago. Long.
Yeah, maybe two years. But it only finished last summer. I think it needs another year off. Maybe, actually, there's no saying it's coming back this summer. They might have just announced it's coming back next year.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't come back at all.
Why? You don't have to watch it.
No, but then it's going to be everybody talking about it, and it's going to be all over Twitter. I'm going to have to block all
these people having fun.
Oh, it's not
talking
fun,
about things they like.
It's going to be even worse because now you've got like the nation involved, not just sat there kind of watching, going, "Oh, I hope they go. They're on the computers going, "Yeah, get rid of them."
Yeah, but that's what it's always been like.
Yeah, I know, which is why it needs to stop. I'm sorry, it's just.
Oh, I don't know. Did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Barrel of laughs.
I saw some of the outfits, but that was only because it was on
Who was the dude that wore the big velvet skirt? He looked brilliant.
It was beautiful, though, wasn't it?
He looked great.
I'm going to check.
I mean, you'd never get on a Southwestern train with one of them, though. Never.
I don't think you get on most trains with them.
Not saying they wouldn't let you, you just wouldn't genuinely... People would be livid if you tried to get on a rush hour train wearing that. I can't remember his name. I've never seen him in anything before.
You see, now I'm going to Google Oscar's dress, but that's not going to be the right thing to do.
And everyone talking about...
Oh, no, yes, it is. Billy Porter.
Billy Porter, still none the wiser.
Oh, no, I'm trying to go into there, but now I have to accept and consent to all the cookies. Yep, thank you. Okay, good.
Consent is important. Just important.
Tuxedo jacket and a velvet gown by Christian Cyrano. I still don't know who he is.
Me neither. Me neither.
You keep talking and I'll find out.
Did you see Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper? Did you, Sam, did you see that? Did people don't really understand the concept of acting, do they? Which is odd, given that it was at the Oscars. People were going, what people were saying, Mel B was saying that Lady Gaga let the girls down or didn't play the girl rules because basically...
Who said that?
This is Mel B, which is...
really?
Yeah, look at it. Mel B in that glass house. she was... Because they were very close and cuddly and they were kind of cheek to cheek, gazing into each other's eyes. And I guess if you were... Look, if that piano that they were sat at was one of those ones at St Pancras and you just walked past on your way to the train and you saw them looking like that, then you'd be forgiven for thinking, yeah, they're probably having sexual relations. However, it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. We kind of know that they've acted in a film together and Bradley Cooper is one of the greatest actors we've got. And people cannot get their head around the fact that they were possibly acting.
Putting on a bit of a show.
Well... It was the Oscars. If you're going to put
on a show, how did Lady Gaga let people down, according to Mel B?
Because they were saying that she should have, not done that because Bradley Cooper's girlfriend was in the front row.
Oh, for
yeah, Barry.
Hi, Jamie. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm really well, Jamie. Just to say thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry to hear about Ian.
Oh, he's fine. He's not hurt. He's just a bit shaken. He'll be back.
No, I think you've done a good job tonight, you and Cass. And you've opened up the programme with a lot of characters that we all know and love.
Thank you very much. I feel like I'm getting... You know what? This is the first air check I've had here. Has it been all right?
It's been fine. It's been fine, mate. And it's really nice, like, sort of, you know, old Rainbow George. You know, I love Rainbow to bits.
See, a lot of people have been criticising old Rainbow George. Does he divide opinion?
I think he does. I mean, I sort of gel towards him. I'm like sort of 76, so he's coming.
You sound sprightly for 76.
Well, 76?
That's really kind of you, yeah. 76 in August, yeah.
Cool, blimey.
Yeah.
Blimey, happy birthday for August.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, I'm doing really well. I run every day and I keep my mind right. And
yeah, do you run? Are you a runner, are you?
Yeah, I run every day. I'm enjoying my life, you know.
Ah, good for you. And how's Weston-super-Mare? Lovely part of the world.
Weston-super-Mare's okay. Politically, it's a little bit not so good, to be honest. But,
why? What's wrong with Weston-super-Mare politically?
Basically a Tory council, I suppose.
Oh, okay. Julia's not on for another 7 hours yet. Yeah.
Sorry?
Julia isn't on for another 7 hours yet. So.
No, I do try and avoid her if I can.
Yeah, well, same.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, thanks for everything, Jamie. It's been a really good programme, you know.
Oh, thank you, mate. Much appreciated. That's very kind of you. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what's happening the rest of the week. I would imagine Kath will be back there. We'll find out. Thanks, Barry. Lovely to speak to you, and keep on trucking. Mr. Paul Ross, how are you, sir?
Very well indeed, Jamie. Played a blinder tonight, as ever.
Thank you, mate.
Hello, Cass, as well.
Hello.
Can I mention a bit about Nature Boy?
Yes, please
because
do.
David Bowie covered it for the Moulin Rouge soundtrack.
What a lovely song.
And it's written by a man who took the name Eden Arbez, all lowercase, A-H-B-E-Z, and he was a really proto-hippie. He wrote it in 1947, I think, and he had very long hair, used to wear a white robe. People used to take the mickey and say he was trying to look like Jesus, and he camped for years below the L on the Hollywood sign. So it's a real West Coast forerunner, and he made enough money from that one song to last his whole life. At one point, he said, I can live on $3 a day, and he had recorded albums, and they sometimes turn up on kind of vintage labels.
Yeah.
But he's almost worth a documentary, a fascinating bro. If you look him up after
I'm
the
just
show,
looked, I'm just looking
the man
at
who
a
wrote
picture
Nature
of him,
Boy,
yeah.
It's a fantastic... Again, he was looking like that in the 40s.
Yeah.
So when Humphrey Bogart and Clark Gable wandering around Hollywood, there was kind of Jesus the hippie.
Fantastic. Wow.
And the song is lovely, though.
That is
Bowie's
beautiful
version is lovely as well.
Oh, is it?
So that's quite moody, saying, I loved a woman... and she died. And then he goes into the song, so...
Oh, wow.
Anyhow, that's my bit of trivia for the evening. How are you doing, though?
You've got so much trivia. You are the so man. You are
as my mother used to say to me, God bless her, my late mother, Paul, memory is not intelligence. Stop showing off. And she was right, wasn't she? It's a trick, she used to say. It's just a trick.
Well, it's a trick I wish I had.
Yeah, likewise.
Mind you, we've got a great show tonight. Well, a great guest on tonight, this morning, I hope. We've got a chap who spent the last 2 or 3 years for his PhD researching southpaws, people who are left-handed.
Yeah.
He's left-handed himself. He's a University of Manchester academic. He's looked at the records and stats of 10,000 pro boxers, male and female. And in our society, around 10% of males are left-handed, 8, 9% of women. Successful pro boxers, 18% of them are left-handed. Right?
Really?
15% of women. And in the Old Testament, they mention a sect called the Benjaminites who train their warriors only to fight left-handed because it's so unexpected. If you're in a shield wall, you've got Game of Thrones style. Shield on your left hand. So not so much if they're coming at you left-handed. So he's got a whole theory about how successful societies are by and large founded by left-handers. Like, for example, your Julius Caesar. Wow. Commodus, the emperor, who fought gladiators when he was still emperor. Left-handed. So I'm looking forward to that. And also the man who's tracked down a bumblebee thought extinct as big as your thumb.
Oh, yes.
Got him on the show.
Story about that.
Got
Amazing.
Him on the show.
That's what they're talking about. They're about 2 inches long, aren't they? They look terrifying.
Behave yourself. Yes, they do. Been a cold night, though. Cut me some slack. It was better this afternoon when it was this crazy weather. I've come in like you. I've come in a short sleeve shirt with a winter coat on.
It was freezing cold this morning. Ice on the roads, and then with it by 9:30, it was sweating cobs.
Yep. The other thing we were talking about, which is, you know, I used to present a show called Most Haunted Live, mainly to to feed the children. We've all done it.
Right? Absolutely,
okay, great fun. And we went all over Britain. I went all over the world. We went to America a couple of times. And we often investigated places where there was a kind of, they said there was an atmosphere. I never really felt it. I was only the presenter, kind of open-minded.
Yeah.
But we're talking to somebody tonight about Cresswell Crags in the Midlands.
Right.
And they found this week. Now, they know back in 2003, they found ice cave paintings there. You can go and see them.
Oh, yeah.
16,000 years old. Beautiful things. They now found, though, a new cavern, which has got almost 1,000 kind of runes and symbols, which they thought was Victorian graffiti. You know, they go back to the 15th and 16th century.
Wow.
They're against evil.
It's witches.
And they think it might be to keep something in. So they're investigating it now. So we've got a bit out on the programme as well, I'm looking forward to. You can't see it. I mean, you see it online, this, but you can't get there unless you crawl through a tunnel. So they'll never probably be open to the public. But they're now trying to decipher them. And it's above the edge of this kind of very deep pit, which I suppose is, you
imagine being the person that discovered those. Yep. You would have crapped yourself.
Okay, they've seen the other ones dotted around, but they just thought that was, you know, Kilroy was here. Because it's limestone. It's quite easy to carve into.
Yeah.
But these, they know, go back to at least the 16th century. And there's almost 1,000 of them done at odd times, different symbols. So, going to creep you out a bit tonight, tell you about bumblebees, and also a little bit, if you're very lucky, of left-handedness.
Love that. Love that. And how was the Oscars night last night?
It was good fun. It was a bit, I mean, like all those things, it's kind of, it's speculation masquerading as insider knowledge. And I did, there were 5 of us, and I did the least well on predictions. We had 20 categories we predicted, I only got 6.
Oh, wow.
Van Conner did well. He got 12 or 13, I think.
Oh, good
John,
old Van.
John Hearn came. I think John was doctoring his. He was our producer.
Yeah,
well,
he would
do.
He'd have had access.
I was the only one who didn't hit double figures, basically. So it was, you know, one of those nights. Interesting night, though, I thought. I thought the Green Book verdict was an interesting one. I thought, but you're absolutely right, though. The Lady Gaga or Bradley Cooper, they're actors.
That's it. Everyone's going, it's
romantic
crazy.
In the film.
Yeah, goodness me. Goodness me. Lovely. So it sounds like a fantastic show. As ever.
If not, we're over by 5 a.m. Then it's James Max and then Julia Heartless Bruiser, as we call her.
Julia Heartless Bruiser.
She's been called worse by the old man.
By most of us. Thank you very much. Cass, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Cheers, Jeremy.
If you're listening in, get well soon. Hope you're feeling a bit more chipper next time. I would imagine Kath will be back tomorrow, but we never know. Maybe I'll see you. Maybe I won't. Have yourselves a lovely evening. Paul Ross is next. You're listening to Talk Radio.